played before, but not as much. And so they kind of got better as the year went on, and we hung close for a while, a couple, three quarters of some of the Sioux Falls schools, so the kids were starting to believe a little bit in themselves. And then, you know, things just kind of fell our way against that Soadek 16 game with Brandon, and then got to the state tournament and won a game. So, yeah, they're they had a pretty good summer, you know, but, you know, they play a lot of other sports, too, so which, but they put some time in on basketball. So I guess from what I hear around town, expectations are a little bit higher than they were last year at this time starting the season.
And speaking of starting a season, your girls are ready to play right now.
They are. And I, you know, as a coach, you kind of go, I don't know if we have stuff in, if we're running it right, but we need to play somebody. And it's, I guess, why not start out with a rival? I guess come on the road to Huron. And so, but yeah, we need to play. It's been 3 weeks of practice, and that's plenty.
You know, and like I said, a lot of names I recognize. Sawyer Stabner, probably the one that sticks out, returning All-State player.
Yeah, she's came up as an eighth grader. I don't think she played any varsity, but then, you know, sprinkled in some freshmen, and then the last couple years. So yeah, she's going to Black Hill State next year. Addie seems to, as a sophomore, seems like she's been playing longer, but she came up as an eighth grader and played a little bit. Then we play Allison Myrink, came off the bench early last year, so she played quite a bit. And then Carson White and Lauren Van Overshield are both juniors this year, and they started and played for us. So, yeah, quite a bit of playing experience, really.
So experience, not overly tall.
Not overly tall. We went through that last year. We just kind of said, we're 5'9", that's it. We're not going to talk about it anymore. We still got to rebound. We got to play defense. We got to do all these things. And it's, how big's our heart? Our heart's got to be 5'9" for us to, you know, compete.
Now, here on Tigers, they do have the game under the belt, lost Tuesday at home to Yankton. I know you had a chance to scout that. And here on, outside of the two Hines sisters, really a lot of starting over for them.
Yeah, it looks that way. I was going through our scout report last year, and it's, you know, lose a senior, lose a senior, lose a senior. And we all kind of go through that, where you have that year you have returners, and then maybe you don't have returners. So I'm sure, you know, we see them again in the first part of January, and so maybe it'll be two different teams or kids that have played more. And but, yeah, they get a little more size than we do. But other than that, I think we kind of match up size-wise pretty well with them.
Dave Brooks, head coach of Mitchell. This is Dakota Sports on Tiger 95.
This Huron Tiger moment, multi-state champion Huron Tiger wrestlers. Huron has had a total of 10 wrestlers who have won multiple state championships. Dustin Walraven leads the way, winning 4 times. Three-time winners include Dale Westberg and Brad Robinson. And two-time winners, Ron Baum, Gene Taylor, Josh Salmon, Ryan O'Connor, Derek Walraven, Kane Glanzer, and Tyson Lean.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger sports.
Can you hear our pregame here before it gets set? Our doubleheader here, Mitchell Gurnall's hosting or visiting our Huron Tigers game one. Girls, Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Huron Tigers, joins us 0-1 on the season after a loss Tuesday to Yankton. Cody, I'm sure you learned a lot of things, but also learned a lot of things that we still need to get to.
Yeah, you know, it's nice to be able to turn on the film. Obviously, it was a tough loss. You know, there's just a lot of, you know, way the ball bounces a little bit, and we missed a lot of easy shots inside the lane, and we missed a lot of good looks from outside the three-point line. You know, when you shoot 1 of 19 from the three-point line, you're lucky to be in the game, let alone, you know, have a chance to win. And, you know, with 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter, we were down 5, and we had a couple chances to cut it there, and could have been a different game if we knocked down a few shots. So, you know, luckily we had, you know, Wednesday, Thursday to practice and work on some things. We spent most of Wednesday working on ourselves, and then Thursday we went back to a few of the tendencies of what we thought Mitchell was going to come in and do. Obviously, new season for Mitchell, but we tried to be prepared as we could for what we think they're going to come in with.
And that's the thing with Mitchell. This is their opening game, but basically they lost one girl out of the rotation from last year. So you have a good idea what these girls can do. You just haven't seen them play since March.
Yeah, the one thing we do know is what their personnel is, you know, and what their personnel is like. So when that, you know, we'll be prepared for that, and then we'll be prepared for whatever they show up with as far as, you know, offensive and defensively. We just have to adjust to what they're showing us. And the bottom line is we have to make some shots. We have to make some tough shots. And then we need other people to step up and knock down a shot when they're open. When Hampton's drawing all the attention or Hilton's drawing the attention, we need other people to score for us.
So. And only that, defensively on Tuesday, you kind of changed around a bit. Then it seemed like the girls kind of found themselves a little bit of a groove there defensively in the second half.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, as we're learning stuff from each other, right, and what's best. But we, I think we found out that, you know, we're probably a little bit better of a zone team right now than we are a man-to-man team, so we're probably going to have to go to that a little bit more. So as we, you know, as we adjust to that, and we'll see where things go, but we know we kind of have to have everything in our pocket and just go out there and play our game.
Cody Kaufman, head coach of the Tigers, will take this time out on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Era in Orthopedic Care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
The Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connected. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You may have heard us say when you're shopping online, check things out before checkout. One in four people who reported losing money to fraud since 2021 said it started on social media. If you follow your favorite businesses on social media to get updates about upcoming events and promotions, you're not the only one. Scammers are watching too, and they may hijack legit businesses' giveaways and promotions to try to get your personal and financial information. Contact the South Dakota Attorney General's Office of Consumer Protection at 800-300-1986.
We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
Haley Rogers, sophomore, number 5, guard. Maddie Jurgens, number 10, junior, guard. Jocelyn Noyes, freshman, number 12, guard.
Allison James, junior, number 14, guard.
Allie Davis, sophomore, number 20, guard.
Hilton Hines, sophomore, number 22, guard.
Hampton Hines, senior, number 23, guard.
Chloe Carr, sophomore, number 30, forward.
Abigail Harrington, freshman, number 32, guard.
Kiki Eaglestar, senior, number 33, guard.
Jensen Gergen, guard. Sophomore, number 34.
Tatum Peterson, senior, number 40, guard.
Elizabeth Heinen, senior, number 42, center.
Mackenzie Simmonsma, senior, number 44, forward.
Isabel Kramer, freshman, number 45, forward.
Julie Noyes, senior, number 50, forward.
Trey Swens, 10, guard, junior.
Colby Neal, 12, junior, guard.
Gavin Moding, 14, senior, guard.
Holden Haig, number 20, senior, guard.
Holden Mogul, number 22, senior, guard.
Logan Leindecker, number 23, junior, number forward.
TJ Ganey, number 24, senior, guard.
Blake Elwine, number 30, forward, sophomore.
Anderson Morse, number 32, freshman, forward.
Carson Evans, number 34, senior, forward.
Colby Holford, number 42, junior, forward.
Jonathan Peterson, number 40, junior, guard.
Hayden Sherson, number 50, senior, guard.
Mason Jurgens, number 52, guard, sophomore.
Tommy Martin, 54, sophomore, post.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening, everyone. We are back at the Huron Arena getting set for Colonels Tigers doubleheader. Girls on the floor now, boys to come later. Girls, Mitchell opening their season tonight here on Tiger Girls at 0-1 after the loss Tuesday to the Yankton Gazelles. Again, like to recognize today is Day of the Tiger in Huron. It's a fundraising event for the Huron School District Foundation. The school district foundation was formed about a year ago. I've been raising money since. Basically, it's going to go into a foundation fund with the estate, and then we'll be able to take the interest off those funds each year, and we'll go towards scholarships for all our graduating seniors. We're looking to grow the scholarship fund that's already in place. We feel we're a little behind schools of our size and want to see that more. So if you can help out, there is a match for everything tonight. There was a $25,000 pledge for the foundation, and every donation that comes in today, and we're about halfway to $25,000 at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, every donation that comes in today will be doubled by that match. So go to dayofthetiger.com, and you can get all the information and see how you can contribute as well. There will also be a founder's wall that will be put in at the entrance of the arena to the north end. And anybody who commits to a $2,000 donation to the foundation can have their name or group up on that foundation wall as well. No better day than to do it today and be a part of Day of the Tiger. And again, at the end of the day, we're just raising money, and this is 20 years from now. Kids will be benefiting from the funds we're raising now for Day of the Tiger and the Huron School District Foundation. Nice crowd here tonight. Mitchell really traveled well, but again, it's Friday night. It's Mitchell Huron. What more do you need? The band is playing here as well, so we have... a good crowd here tonight, and looking forward to good ball game here between the two teams. Still getting the final warm-ups here, kind of seeing what the while we will go here for lineups and anthem and everything. We'll get the announcements here shortly and then get ourselves going for our ball game here tonight. So again, contribute to dayofthetiger.com and join us here in helping our kids down the road and for the future. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to the arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I pushed my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
There's our national anthem. Let's give you the starting lineups here. Mitchell Colonels head coach Dave Brooks in his second year as the head coach was a longtime assistant before taking over the position last year. Lauren Van Overschild is a 5'5 junior. Sawyer Stabner, a 5'9 senior. Carson Wyke, a 5'6 junior. Addie Seamson, a 5'8 sophomore. And Allison Meyerink is a 5'10 junior. Here on Tigers, head coach is Cody Kaufman, starting the same way they did on Tuesday. Allie Davis, a 5'7 sophomore. Hilton Hines, 5'8 sophomore. Hampton Hines, a 5'8 senior. Lizzie Heinen, a 6'1 senior. And Kenzie Simmonsma is a 6' senior. Officials for our first game tonight are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our girls game tonight, Eric Grocott, James Benning, and Steve Lieber. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Again, as a reminder, it's Day of the Tiger here in Huron. A big fundraiser for the Huron School District Foundation, looking to raise $25,000 today. And anything up to $25,000 has a match to it. So if all comes together, $50,000 can go into the fund. Go to dayofthetiger.com, and you can see all the details on what the board is all about, basically looking to increase the fund of scholarship monies that are available to graduating seniors each spring. Basically decided that we're probably a little short for where we should be for the size of school district we are, so want to get that fund going. If you can help out, certainly appreciate it. Again, go to dayofthetiger.com. Mitchell wearing their road black with gold numbers and letters, a little bit of gold and white trim as well. Huron wearing their home whites with orange numbers and letters and orange and black trim. Huron getting used to the whites. Huron's at home for, the girls are home for five of their first six games. Here, the boys home for four of their first five. Only road trip that either team has before Christmas is next Tuesday when we have the doubleheader at Brookings. Lizzie Heinen in the circle to jump for the Tigers. Allison Meyerink will jump for the Mitchell Colonels. Here on coming towards me, the Colonels away from me for the first half of the game. Tip is battered around, and Allie Davis picks it up, gives to Hilton Hines, and we get into the offense. Way outside, Lizzie Heinen waiting for some movement up top. Kenzie Simmonsma goes inside. Allie Davis leans in, put it up too strong. Nice drive, got to put that one in. The ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by Huron. Well, Huron got the shot they wanted, and that was a theme from Tuesday. We got shots we wanted, just weren't dropping them. Huron showing that half-court trap, or full-court trap, but they're trying to get the trap at half-court. Mitchell gets into the front court. Van Overschild goes inside Meyerink. Nice ball fake, gets around Heinen, banks it in, too strong. And Simmonsma with the rebound. Each team misses their first shot right underneath the basket. Hilton Hines into the front court. And a big collision, a lot of contact, and no whistle there. It is going to remain here on ball. REC, we've had a lot of contact both ends of the floor here already. No whistles. Inbounds on the baseline for Huron. Comes all the way out to Simmonsma. She'll hand it off. Hampton Hines, top of the key. She's picked up by Wyke. Come right side, Hilton Hines. Hilton gets the screen. Here's the roll inside Simmonsma. Underneath, powers her way up. A lot of contact, and they do blow the whistle this time. Looked like one of those calls. If Kenzie would have got the shot to go, they would have let play go. But when the shot was off, the whistle blows. Foul is on Addie Seamson, her first of the game. And two free throws for senior Mackenzie Simmonsma. Free throw bounces in. Huron has a 1-0 lead. We played not quite a minute here in the first quarter. Again, big crowd here tonight. Doubleheader with the Mitchell Colonels. Second shot is no good. Offensive rebound tapped out to Hampton Hines. Lizzie Heinen had it first, and Huron can keep the possession going. Hand off Hilton Hines up top. There's going to be a foul on Sawyer Stabner, and that was an easy one to call. Just kind of jabbed her hand in there trying to knock the ball away from Hilton Hines. First foul on Stabner and second team on the Colonels. Huron will inbound from the sideline to my left. The ball knocked away. Stabner with the steal, and she's got the breakaway. Missed the layup. Offensive rebound, though, by Wyke. Boy, wide open layup missed, but Wyke hustling down the floor got the offensive board. And Mitchell will set up their offense. Up top, Seamson wants three. It's short. Long rebound comes out to Davis. Both teams struggling to shoot the ball. In the front court, Hampton Hines, Heinen, left side, Davis. Davis circles the perimeter, gets caught in a double team, hands it off Hilton Hines. Through a double team, that's a travel. Just try to force it. Well defended by Mitchell, and easy to see the extra step there. The ball turns back over to Mitchell. We played just over a minute and a half. 1-0 lead Huron. Huron still showing that pressure. They get it up front to a Seamson. She'll drive down the paint into a Simmonsma. And, oh, they're calling that in the act of shooting. I don't agree with that. I don't think Seamson had ever left her feet, and they're giving her two free throws. I can't argue the foul on Simmonsma. But active shooting, I think that's a break for Mitchell. Seamson will get two. First free throw for the lefty is good. Remember, Seamson as a freshman last year hit a buzzer-beating three to win this game at the arena 1 year ago, I suppose, tomorrow. One more shot for Addie Seamson. Into the game, Mackenzie Peterson, 5'7 junior, first time for Mitchell. Offensive rebound, Stabner's the second free throw, no good. Three off the left wing, no good. Battle for the rebound, and who last touched it? It's going to go to Huron. We'll take it. So Mitchell 0 for 4 from the field, Huron 0 for 1. Huron's a couple of turnovers. Each team 1 of 2 on free throws. We're tied at 1. Full court presser by Mitchell, and the ball deflected by Wyke. Went off the back of the backboard, and Huron will keep possession. Full court pressure. Looks man-to-man to me. Something on the floor, so a brief whistle, but Charlie, the custodian, takes care of that, and he's having a little talk with the student section of Huron. Huron looking the inbound to get into Hampton Hines. Up ahead, Hilton Hines. Hilton has a two-on-one. She'll take it in with a left-hand scoop. No good. Rebound and saved in by Stabner, and back comes Mitchell the other way. Stabner still on the dribble, free throw line cut off. Screen for Seamson, lob in the corner, knocked away by Simmonsma, and the steal by Hines, and she'll be fouled in the backcourt. Good hustle by Kenzie Simmonsma. Kenzie has had a nice start to this season, and his plays like that, hustle plays. Already the third team foul on the Mitchell Colonels, this one on Brianna Kirsch, who just checked into the game. Three team fouls of Mitchell. We played just over 2 minutes here of the ball game. Lob into Hilton Hines in the backcourt. She'll walk it up. Seamson watching her. Pass comes off left side. Heinen wanted to hand it off to Davis. Lost her dribble. Poked away. And Mitchell wanted a double dribble. Heinen going to shoot in the lane. Got it. Mitchell wanted a double dribble. Didn't get it. And Lizzie Heinen kept control of the ball. Gets the first field goal of the team for either team. It's 3-1 Huron. 5:23 to go. First quarter. Three. Stabner short. Rebound Hampton Hines, and she's on the move up the floor. Has three Colonels chasing up. Shot up and no good. Rebound going to be knocked out by Hilton Hines. Again, they're letting them play. There was a lot of contact there, it looked like, again, for Hampton Hines. And the ball turns back over to the Mitchell Colonels. Both teams pressing. Neither team looking all that sharp offensively. Seamson lobs it back to Wyke in the middle. The ball deflected, but Stabner able to save it. Into the front court, Mitchell goes inside. Simmonsma with another steal. Cut right in front of the post player, Kirsch. 3-1, slow start offensively. Hilton Hines gives to Hampton, top of the key. Long three for Hampton Hines. Got it! Hampton Hines drains a deep three. Here on up 6-1, 4:40 to go, first quarter. Mitchell
Working against the Huron press in the middle, goes to Stavener, goes underneath, and she throws it away. Heinen with the steal up ahead. Hilton Hines, and Hilton has her pocket pick. Rolls out of bounds and will stay with Huron. Got knocked down from behind by Peterson. Still the Huron ball. Looks like Hilton Hines kind of shaking that one off a bit as she took a spill. Huron will sub in for the first time. Tatum Peterson on the floor along with Allison James. Davis and Simmonsma come off. Huron will inbound it in front of the Mitchell bench. Get it into Hilton Hines. Hilton gets the screen, comes off to the left. Picked up her dribble. Hampton up top. Hampton has Wyke on her. Screen from Heinen. Hampton comes off to the left side. Back up. Wants to drive in the corner. James wants three. Got it! Allison James, fresh off the bench, hits a three. Huron opens up a 9-1 lead midway through the first quarter. Pass in the middle. They get it in the middle this time to Meyerink. But then she has the ball stolen away. Huron playing very good defensively. That time the steal by Hampton Hines and a foul. Going to go on Mitchell Peterson. Thought she could get a steal. Tried to adjust and ran into Hilton Hines. And Huron right now is causing some issues for Mitchell. With that pressure, they're forcing some turnovers, and Mitchell wants a timeout. 3:50 to go, first quarter, 9-1. Huron leads early on. We'll take a timeout, 30 seconds, 30, on Dakota Sports.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $3.99 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $2.99 a month. Drive on the new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $6.42 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
3:50 to go, first quarter. Mitchell, a 30-second timeout. Tigers off to a 9-1 lead and have the ball here in the first quarter. Hilton Hines gets the inbounds, gets right by Simpson, drives and lost the ball on the way up. Big crash underneath the basketball, and the floor will end up with a jump ball. Possession will stay with the Mitchell Colonels. And Hilton Hines, boy, she's still coming up a little groggy there. She's hit the floor hard a couple of times now. Mitchell, though, gets the ball on the possession arrow. Working against the Huron press. Wyke in the middle. Get it to Stavener. Stavener feeds underneath. Meyerink wide open. Missed the layup. Second missed layup of the game for Mitchell. Rebound Heinen. Into the front court comes Hines. Hampton up top. Hilton, she drives, draws contact, and free throws coming up for Hilton Hines, and more girls hit the floor. It's been a physical first quarter. Already five team fouls on Mitchell, so we're in the double bonus under the new rule here this year in high school basketball. Hilton Hines will get two. Foul number two on Sawyer Stavener, and that's somebody Mitchell wants to keep on the floor. Simmonsma will come in, replace Heinen. First free throw no good for Hilton Hines. She'll get one more. Basically, the new rule on team fouls college women's basketball. Both free throws no good. A chance to extend the lead. Instead, Mitchell with the ball. Stavener gets it up ahead into the front court. Van Overshield stops on the wing. Stavener, top of the key, Van Overshield. Van Overshield backs it out against the Huron zone, 3-2. Reverse it left side, Wyke. Wyke looked up high. They're trying to get it into a Stavener. Back off to the right side. Couple of dribbles. Long three for Mitchell. No good. That was Simpson with the miss. Rebound underneath for James. 9-1. Huron leading, and Huron's got to feel like we should be up by more than this. Hilton Hines again hits the deck as they're really playing physical. Wyke back the other way. Takes it in. Misses the layup. But an offensive rebound for Mitchell. Three, Stavener, no good. Long rebound, and Mitchell still controls. In the corner, ball deflected. Colonels get control. 2.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Boy, is it physical. Simmonsma's hammering on Meyerink underneath right now. Up top, open three is no good. Off and defensive rebound, Tatum Peterson. Stavener kind of hacking on her. Peterson gets control, hands it off. Hilton Hines into the front court, gets by Stabner. Remember, Stabner out there with two fouls. Long pass, cross court, Hampton Hines. Hampton, a screen from Simisma, goes the other way. Splits the double team, can't get the shot to go, but he'll get herself to the free throw line for two. You're on just one of four at the free throw line, and we've actually been stuck at 9-1 for a couple of minutes. Huron's got to feel like we should be further ahead than what we are. There's been good looks. There's been free throws. Two shots here for Hampton Hines. The foul on Van Overshield is her first. Again, the sixth team here of the first quarter. I guess they stopped counting at five because it doesn't matter how many team fouls there are after that. It just goes from no free throws to double bonus. There's no more 1-1 free throws in high school basketball. Hampton Hines at the line to shoot two. You're on just one team foul so far. Free throw, Hines is good. Hampton with 4 points. 10-1 Huron. Mitchell will sub in with Brianna Kirsch. As Stabner goes to the bench, both free throws good for Hampton Hines. She's got five. Here on a 10-point lead, 11-1, 2 minutes to go. Just inside of 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Here on continues to press, and there's going to be a blocking call on one of the Hines sisters. They were both there on the double team. It's on Hilton Hines. Hilton, her first, second team on Huron. Allie Davis in, and Allison Janes out for Huron. Minute 50 to go, first quarter. Mitchell on the attack. Van Overshield flips back left side, Seamson. Now back up top to work the perimeter. Seamson wants three. Got it. Mitchell finally breaks the drought. Addie Seamson with a three. That's their first made field goal. It's 11-4 Huron, minute and a half to go, first quarter. Lizzie Heinen stops, has to get rid of the ball, flips it back to Simmonsma, right side, and Hilton Hines is fouled. Addie Seamson tried to go for the steal and really did not have a good angle, and she picks up her second foul, and Hilton Hines to the line to shoot two. Hilton 0 for 2 from the line. And has two more on the opportunity here. 11-4 here on leading. Been a very slow first quarter. First free throw bounces in. It's good for Hilton Hines. Here on up 8, 12-4. One free throw pending. Second shot for Hilton Hines is good. Got them both. 13-4 here on up 9. A minute 22 to go. First quarter. Here on stays in that full court press. Seamson in the backcourt and threw it away. Threw it behind Van Overshield. And, well, here, Mitchell right now just looking out of sync. Plain and simple, they have struggled to move the ball. Matea Graves, a ninth grader, in for the first time for Mitchell as Coach Brooks just trying to find a combination there to get a spark. Lob comes into Heinen. Now Hilton Hines will start the offense. Straight man here yet by Mitchell. Hampton Hines, right side, will drive, get by White, go cross court, dangerous pass is on the floor, saved by Hilton Hines. Huron keeps possession. Hampton on the right wing. Hampton, a long three, right wing, in and out. Rebound tipped around, and controlled by Ellie Davis. Back to Hampton Hines, and Huron gets another chance, and the three for Hampton Hines. Offensive rebound pays dividends. Hampton Hines drains her second three, and Huron their biggest lead, 16-4. 43 seconds to go, first quarter. Mitchell gets in the front court and almost threw it away. It was deflected by Heinen. The ball was basically thrown right to Heinen, but she was more watching the girl she was guarding than watching the ball. We end up with a possession arrow jump ball, which gives the ball back to Huron. 36 seconds to go. Basically a second and a half difference between the game clock and the shot clock. Into the front court, Hilton Hines stops top of the key. Hampton on the right wing. Huron can be patient if they want. Hampton, top of the key, roll. Simmonsma tips it right to Heinen for the layup. I'm not sure if that's what Simmonsma meant to do, but she tipped the pick and roll pass right to Heinen. Ball on the floor, Allie Davis jumps on it. And we're going to have a foul. Foul on Mitchell, 18-4 Huron. And Huron's going to get free throws with 12.7 seconds to go, first quarter. Mitchell has not been able to solve the oppressive Huron. Remember, Tuesday against Yankton, Huron really didn't start pressing till midway through the third quarter, and that's when They started to make their comeback on Yankton, and maybe they found something here with this pressure defense. Allie Davis at the line to shoot two. First free throw is good. 19-4, Huron up by 15 with 12 seconds to go, first quarter. Second shot is in and out, no good. Ball battered around, picked up by Mitchell. 10 seconds to work with. Van Overshield comes up the right side of the floor. Stops, pops a three, no good. Rebound underneath White. Tries to throw it inside at the buzzer. Van Overshield, three, no good. And after one, the Huron Tigers have the lead. Huron 19, Mitchell 4. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Huron and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Good start for the Huron Tigers, 19-4 lead. Boy, just look at the shooting, and that's where Mitchell's problems lie. I had Mitchell 1 of 13 from the field. They missed, as if I remember right, 3 layups in the first quarter. Huron 5 and 9, and Huron missed some free throws, or this lead could even be bigger than 15. Mitchell starts the second quarter, open in the corner, 3, Van Overshield, got it. Mitchell hits their first shot at the second quarter, Van Overshield deep in the corner, 19-7. Huron's lead at 12 as they have the ball for the first time here in the second quarter. Allie Davis gets the screen, rolled to Heinen in traffic, up no good, rebound tipped out, and Seamson will get control. That's the shots you want to get for Lizzie Heinen. Was a nice roll, just couldn't finish the shot. And the Mitchell Colonels looking to slice the lead a little more. Huron staying mainly in the zone, although it looks like Simmonsma is pretty much watching Stabner wherever she goes, and there they do call Simmonsma for the push. Kenzie's been doing that the whole ball game, I will say that, and they finally, basically she had an arm bar in the back of Stabner. And that is foul number 2 on Simmonsma, so that's going to bring James off the bench. She'll come into the game, Simmonsma off, so Huron gives up some height in that exchange. Mitchell into the offense. We're just underway in the second quarter. Huron up 12. Seamson up top. Backs it out against Hilton Hines. Comes left side, Van Overshield. Lob to the high post, Stabner. Back to Van Overshield in the corner. Open three for Wyke. No good. Rebound, Heinen. Rips it away. She's triple-teamed. And finally gets it out to Davis. Up ahead. Look ahead. James going down the floor. Can't quite get it to her, but a good solid rebound there by the Tigers. And Huron with the ball. Drive by Hilton Hines. Lobs it in. Heinen underneath. Missed the bunny. Gotta have that one. Again, you're giving Heinen chances. Those are going to start dropping. Those are point blank. Mitchell, though, fortunate. The shot was missed. And there's going to be a foul on James now, as maybe we're starting to tighten up the calls a little bit. James tried to come from behind and deny the ball on Stabner. Allison picks up her first. Second team on Huron here in the quarter. 19-7, Mitch Huron leading. Huron has not scored, though, here in the second quarter. 6:20 to go in the first half. Colonels work the perimeter, get it up top to Seamson. At the key, Mitchell trying to be patient here. Van Overshield now Seamson again left side. Somebody, Myrick, fell down underneath the basket. Flip it in the corner to Wyke. Wyke around, goes inside. Stabner knocked away, I believe, by Heinen. And Huron picks it up. Little contact there as Hampton Hines brings the ball up. Huron can set it up into the offense. Hilton Hines on the right wing. Back off left side, Hampton Hines. Hampton waiting for a screen from Heinen. Gets it. Can't get the three off, though. Good helping defense by Meyerink. Left side into the paint. Flip back. Hilton Hines. Hilton back up top. Huron being patient. Inside of 10 seconds on the shot clock here. James goes in the corner. Hampton Hines. Hampton launches the three. Got it. Hampton Hines. Three threes in the first half. 11 points. Huron back up by 15. 22-7. 5:18 to go. First half. White gets through the press. Free throw line jumper good for Stabner. Stabner had that open look. Her first bucket of the game. 22-9 Huron. Nearing 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Hilton Hines drives all the way to the hoop. Put it up too strong. Getting good looks, but just getting a little wild trying to finish it off. Mitchell Stabner will drive. Has the ball knocked away. It's on the floor. And jump ball. Good defensive play. Hampton Hines. And on the possession arrow, the ball will turn over to the Huron Tigers. Tatum Peterson will check in for Huron, replacing Allie Davis. We're at 4:52 to go in the first half. Huron leading 22-9. Huron has not trailed here in the first half. Mitchell showing that full court pressure, man-to-man. Hilton Hines will bring it up with Seamson in her grill. Hilton gets it into the front court. Little crossover, free throw line, backs it out. Right side, fake. Here's the drive. Hampton puts up the 15-footer. Baseline is good. Got the defense to bite on the deep three, then drove baseline 15-footer, 24-9. Lead back at 15. Oh, foul on Lizzie Heinen. You got to give the 6'1" a chance to play defense. She blocked that. It looked to me like Wyke was pretty much in front of her. Heinen took a tough call like that late in the game against Yankton on Tuesday. Free throw is no good for Carson Wyke. She'll get one more. Brianna Kirsch back into the game for Mitchell. I believe Mackenzie Peterson back on the floor as well. One more shot for Wyke, a junior. Got that one, one out of two. 24-10, Huron up by 14, 4.5 minutes to go, first half. Hampton Hines in the front court, a lot. Boy, bringing the ball up, there's a lot of contact. Here's the backdoor play. Hilton Hines goes with the left-hand scoop. Won't go. Boy, those shots are there, and they just aren't dropping for Huron. Mitchell doing a good job defending it, though, too. Stabner drives. Now backs it out in the corner. Mitchell sets it up. Off to the left side. In the corner, fake by Peterson. She'll drive. Shot up. No good. Ball deflected. We'll have another jump ball, and Colonels will keep possession this time. James was able to get her hands in there and tie up the ball. Simmonsma will check in for Heinen with 3:57 to go in the first half. 24-10, Huron leading. Remember, the boys' half of the doubleheader coming up after the girls' game. Officials having a conversation about something. Mitchell will run the out of bounds on the baseline, far end of the floor. Go back door, and Wyke open. Nice slip pass to Kirsch, but then stripped by Hines, and then we have a foul down in the pile. And who's that going to go on? Boy, if that's on Hines, that'd be a tough one because she stripped the ball away. And Hampton Hines will pick up the foul. She stripped the ball away, but then I couldn't really see what happened after girls went on the floor and started grabbing after it. Fourth team foul in Huron. Next one puts Mitchell at the line with still half the second quarter to go and out of bounds. What do we got? Yep, out of bounds. A good defense. Mackenzie Simmonsma, as she basically had Seamson trapped on the baseline. Seamson just tried to force her way around and stepped out of bounds. Full court pressure, get it back to Hilton Hines, and Hilton will bring it up. Get by Seamson, she's into the front court, drives free throw line, and a hat going to go on Mitchell. That'll be the first foul of the second quarter against the Colonels. But it is on Stabner, and Sawyer Stabner, returning All-State player, picks up her third personal foul with 3:42 to go in the first half. Meyerink back in for Mitchell. Huron's going to have Davis and Heinen return on the floor with Janes and Peterson coming off Huron is the starting five back out there with the inbounds right below me. Hilton Hines will trigger. Look back door. Oh, kind of forced it there. Mitchell steals it. That really wasn't there, trying to force it into Heinen on the back pick. And Mitchell steals the ball away. 3.5 minutes to go, first half. You're on 24, Mitchell 10. Neither team has scored a whole lot here in the second quarter. I think a 6-5 Mitchell. On the right side, ball stripped, and Hampton Hines, another steal, and then a foul going to go on the Mitchell Colonels. That'll be on Peterson, who lost the ball to Hines. Between Hampton Hines, Mackenzie Simmonsma, Huron has had several steals here in the first half. 24-10, Huron leading Mitchell here in the second quarter. Mitchell stays with the full court pressure. Get it into Hampton Hines in the corner, then just clear it out. When it's a man-to-man press, you just clear it out and let the girl with the ball bring it up. Hampton in the front court drifts off to the left side towards the corner. Cross court, Hilton Hines. Free throw line. Now Hampton again left side. Heinen hit the deck underneath the basket. Back up top. Hampton, now Hilton Hines. Inside of 3 minutes to go, first half, Hilton on the drive to the hoop for two. That time, Hilton got one to fall. That'd been a struggle for her to finish those shots. Got that one, 26-10. Here on their biggest lead, I believe, of the first half now. 16 points. Meyerink has the ball slapped away, picked up by Heinen. I think Davis got the slapped it away, and Heinen picked it up. Here on forces another turnover. Hampton Hines, three at the key. No good. It's short. Rebound underneath for Seamson. Seamson gets the ball up. Wyke on the left side. Goes baseline. Wraparound pass. Nice pass underneath. Banked in for two to Kirsch. Nice pass by Wyke to set up Kirsch, who was set up on the opposite side of the basket right underneath. 26-12 here on. 2:08 to go, first half. Simmonsma outside. Huron trying to set some screens. Flip it off to Heinen way outside. Back pick, they get Hilton Hines, or Hampton Hines, wide open three, got it again. Four threes in the first half for Hampton Hines, 16 points, here on up 17, 29-12. That time the screens work, double dribble in the backcourt on Mitchell. Wyke double clutched as Hampton Hines got into the passing lane. Boy, Mitchell, just way too many turnovers here in the first half. Huron has taken advantage. Huron up 17 with the ball. A minute 45 to go in the first half. Janes up top. Top of the key comes right side. Hampton Hines. Hampton a screen. Deep three. That one off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Janes is there. Double team slapped away, and Mitchell will pick it up. Briefly at the offensive rebound. Colonels into the front court. Seamson sets it up, top of the key, flips left side to Wyke. Wyke looking inside, got a nice screen, drives the hoop too long. Rebound underneath, and we'll have another jump ball. Both teams have missed some point-blank shots driving the basket. We end up with a jump ball. Possession will belong to Huron with a minute 15 to go in the first half, 29-12. Huron with the lead here late second quarter. Lob comes into Janes. She'll bring the ball up, being shadowed by Kirsch into the front court. Mitchell trying to double-team now. And bounce pass left side, Davis. Davis step, travel, double-clutch, trying to get it into Heinen. And Heinen hadn't quite made it across the lane to get her post up. Another turnover. Both teams have had their share of turnovers, but Huron's been able to take advantage of them more. 1 minute to go in the first half, 29-12. Huron Tigers lead Mitchell. Mitchell breaks the press. Meyerink feeds in the middle. Seamson splits the double team, takes it in for the layup. Seamson with 6 points. She leads Mitchell in scoring. They're back within 15, 29-14. 45 seconds remain in the first half. Hilton Hines lost her dribble, finds Allie Davis on the left side. Gets a screen to the right from Heinen. Back up top, Hilton Hines will drive, pull up, 10-footer, no good. Rebound by Meyerink. Some good looks, just not dropping. Long pass up ahead to Wyke. Gets sealed off by a double team, and it's stolen by Hilton Hines. Hilton got into the passing lane, down the floor. Three Colonels after her, and they call travel. That's the way this game has been called. I will say that. To me, there should have been a foul, but there's been a lot of plays like that that have not been called, both ends of the floor. 18 seconds to go, so shot clock is off. Mitchell, a chance to score here, down 15 before the end of the first half. Van Overshield flips back to Wyke, working against the pressure. Now Van Overshield bobbles it, looks ahead, long pass through it right to Heinen, and then Heinen is fouled in the backcourt by Kirsch. Really an ill-advised pass as Heinen had an easy angle at that one, and Huron now has 8 seconds to work with to score before the end of the first half. Just the third team foul on Mitchell, so there will be no bonus here. So Huron will inbound it in the backcourt, but again, plenty of time to get themselves a shot off here before the end of the first half. Full court presser by Mitchell. James will get it into Heinen across the timeline, almost double dribbled and dead. I thought so. 5.7 seconds left and more turnovers coming up. And again, for a second I thought Heinen was going to get away with that one, but the whistle did come late. So Mitchell, one last chance here in the backcourt. 4, 3 seconds. White drives into the paint, to the hoop, over Heinen, no good. And we played a half. Huron 29, Mitchell 14. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes, come back with the halftime. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
With you with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? TB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? TB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, TB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
KIJV is Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, this is KIJV, AMFM Huron. Huron Tiger basketball. Girls game is at the half. Huron Tigers never trailed in the first half and lead it 29-14 at halftime. Just one other score here that I see. Harrisburg leads Yankton 31-17 at halftime. Of course, many teams getting their seasons open tonight if they haven't already, especially on the boys' side. Get to the stats coming up. Again, a reminder, today, Day of the Tiger. Go to dayofthetiger.com and see how you can help out the Huron School District Foundation. The Huron School District Foundation is raising money that will supply scholarship money to the Huron Tiger graduating seniors in perpetuity. If you can help out, again, just go to dayofthetiger.com. There's a match in place today. A donation of $25,000, up to $25,000. Every donation received today, up to $25,000, will be automatically doubled. So if you can help out, and the last I heard, and this was a while ago, I think it was early afternoon, we were about halfway to the 25,000. Again, go to dayofthetiger.com. Halftime score here on 29, Mitchell 14. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Long ride up here, isn't it?
Stores in 12 states. Lumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Lumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Lumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Lumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
There are a lot of rates out there, and it can be tough to find the right one. Well, let's make it easy. With FNBO's special offer CD of 5.5% APY for 3, 7, or 17 months, you can earn more, save more, and do more. That's 5.5% annual percentage yield for 3, 7, or 17 months at your nearest FNBO location with a minimum deposit of $500 and an FNBO Premier checking account. So stop on by and give your savings a great big boost with the Great Big Small Bank, FNBO, member FDIC.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Back at halftime here, Huron Tigers, Mitchell Colonels, and the Huron Tiger girls leading 29-14. Never trailed in the first half. It was tied at 1-1. Other than that, Huron has held the lead. Here's the rundown of the stats here at the half. Mitchell Colonels, 6 points for Addie Seamson, 3 for Lauren Van Overshield, 2 for Sawyer Stabner, who sat out the last half of the second quarter after picking up her third foul. Two points for Brianna Kirsch and a free throw for Carson Weick. For the Tigers, 16 for Hampton Hines. She put down 4 three-point shots in the first half. Hilton Hines, Lizzie Heinen at 4 points apiece. 3 for Allison James and a free throw apiece, Kenzie Simmonsma and Allie Davis. Shooting in the first half at Huron, 9 of 20 for 45%. Mitchell, 5 of 21 for 24%. Huron, 6 of 10 in the first half, and it was all in the first quarter for Huron's free throws. Mitchell was 2 of 4 in the first half. 29-14, Huron leads Mitchell at halftime. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Be ready for our second half on Dakota Sports.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer, embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinfosser with Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of a lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Ready to go with the second half. I'm Jeff Duffy here at the Huron Arena. Our halftime score, Huron 29, Mitchell 14. Lower levels for the boys. Did not get the girls, JV, and that was the only lower level for the girls today. But for the boys, JV, Huron defeated Mitchell 45-35. Sophomore game went to Mitchell 57-47. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So Huron girls, we'll see if they can keep up momentum here to begin the second half. The largest lead I remember was 17. I think there might have been an 18-point lead in there. Right now it's at 15. Basically, the two teams played even in the second quarter, scoring 10 points apiece. Mitchell coming towards me now for the second half. Van Overschild will get the Colonels into the offense. Left side, they go in the middle. Little jumper for Meyerink, no good. And the rebound, Hampton Hines, and Stavner flirted with a foul there. Down the floor, here's the drive. Davis takes it all the way for the layup. Huron got the break going. Allie Davis, her first field goal of the game. She's got three. Huron up 31-14 with the first bucket of the second half. Mitchell almost throws it away on the press. Now they pick it up. Seamson in the corner. Got to be close to a 5-second count. And they do get the jump ball possession. Huron. Now the stats only have 7 turnovers for Mitchell, but I think I would venture very safely that there's been a lot more than that on the Colonels. Huron looking to open up the lead more, up 17 here, early second half. Heinen hands it off Hilton Hines. Hilton, screen from Simmonsma, brings it back up top, right side. Hampton Hines, quick trigger three. Yes! Hampton Hines drains the three. She's got 19, 34-14, biggest lead here on 20 points. Stabner kicks out. Seamson will drive, look like an extra step. Gets it in the corner, Van Overschild back up top. Stabner for three, no good, rolled off the rim. Heinen there with the board. Here on up 20, biggest lead of the game, and the Tigers have the ball, just over 1 minute gone in the second half. Hilton Hines comes to the ball on the right side, screen from Simmonsma. Will drive, stop, corner of the lane. Back up top, Davis, who almost traveled. High post, Heinen trying to square up on Meyerink, and ooh, foul going to go on Meyerink. It was either going to be a foul or a travel, one of the two. Huron gets the call there. Foul's actually on Van Overschild trying to help out on the double team. Her second first team foul here in the quarter either way. Lob comes in the middle to Simmonsma. She'll drive to the block. Lost the ball. It's on the floor. Gets it back to Hines. Good hustle by Simmonsma. She was on the floor again. Hilton Hines drive, left-handed scoop, kind of out of control, no good. Rebound, Heinen, and then she and Hilton Hines kind of run into each other. And the ball goes out of bounds, will belong to the Mitchell Colonels. Early second half, 34-14, here on up by 20. Into the front court, Mitchell, and stolen away by Hines. Hampton came from behind, that goes back into the front court, and traveled with it. Wanted to take a three, and she had White coming from behind and didn't see her and tried to keep her foot on the ground, but gravity defied her. She left the floor. Turnover back to Mitchell. Colonels working against the pressure. The press of Huron has worked well tonight. Backcourt White, now in the front court, Seamson, and ooh, that looked like a travel in the corner. Van Overshield will go into the paint. Kick out. Open three for for Mitchell. No good. Heinen with the rebound. Then gets tied up. Possession will stay with Mitchell. The miss was by Seamson. So it was a rebound, but then two girls immediately came on the attack to Heinen, and Mitchell will get another chance here on the inbounds. Underneath the basket to my right. Inbounds, and will come all the way up top. Goes through the hands of Seamson, but picked up by Van Overshield on the right side. Mitchell works the perimeter right now, passing the ball around. Stabner comes off right wing in the corner. Looks like more of a man here by Huron now. Inside Meyerink, and a push going to go on Heinen of the contact that they haven't called. That was pretty minor that did get called. Lizzie Heinen picks up her second. One team foul apiece here in the third quarter. Lob pass comes all the way out. Van Overshield backs it out at the top of the key. Mitchell sets up the offense. Huron going more straight man here in the second half. Back door, it's open to Van Overshield. Got by Hines and lays it in for two. Van Overshield, her second bucket. She has five. First bucket, second half for Mitchell. 5:14 to go, third quarter. Hampton Hines in the front court. Lobs ahead. Davis inside, threw it away. Wanted to go to Heinen, but Meyerink just took it right out of the air. Here comes Van Overshield. Top of the key, right side Stabner. Stabner has the ball slapped away, but picked up. Open three for Seamson is good. Seamson hits the three. Mitchell may be starting to open up that offense finally. They're back within 15, 34-19. Seamson now with 9 points. You're on into the front court. Hilton Hines bounce past Simmonsma, way outside. Reverse it. Hampton Hines, boy, a big collision. No call. And Wyke will take it for the layup. Boy, how do you not call that? Wyke with the bucket, and Mitchell, their best run. They're within 13, 7-0 run, 34-21. Hilton Hines into the front court, weaves through traffic, open three. Hampton Hines, no good. Long rebound, Allie Davis, and she got clotheslined. And the foul will go on Mitchell. Huron will run the out-of-bounds play. Let's see who that foul is on. We're going to have a timeout here on 4:16 to go, third quarter. Here on 34, Mitchell 21. We'll take a timeout here of 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
60-second timeout. Tiger. He is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the arena, 4:16 to go, third quarter. I'm Jeff Duffy here on leading 34-21. And I guess it's the first foul on Meyerink. They had a hard time deciding who got the foul there. There's a foul on Van Overshield. The lob came into Heinen, and Van Overshield just ran her over, and Van Overshield picks up her third. Van Overshield, Stabner, each have three personal now for Mitchell. I believe that's the third, or is that just the second team foul on here on Mitchell? Here on inbounding, get it to Hilton Hines up top. Here on, get to use a bucket now as Mitchell on a 7-0 run. Hampton Hines outside, Wyke out on her. She'll drive to the left, stop. Cross court, Hilton Hines. Hilton at the key, now back Hampton. Hampton looks over at her sister, flips it to Hilton. Inside of 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Square up at the high post, Lizzie Heinen gives back. Hampton Hines got the three lined up, no good. Rebound slapped down and a foul going to go on Lizzie Heinen. Oh boy, what they are calling and what they aren't calling is, well, we'll just leave it at that. Foul on Lizzie Heinen, and that'll be her third. That'll bring Tatum Peterson in for Heinen. Mitchell going to sub in, I believe, the first time here in the second half as Matea Graves in for the Colonels. Mitchell a chance to cut the lead more. As I said, they're on a 7-0 run and have the ball midway through the third quarter. It's 34-21 Huron. Mitchell again working against the pressure. They get it into the front court. Wyke feeds it and throws it away. Try to get it to a Stavner who was rolling towards the basket and way overthrew it. And the turnover gives the ball back to the Huron Tigers. Pressure by Mitchell. And again, it's just straight man. So get the ball inbounded and then just dribble it up. Hilton Hines bringing it up on Seamson across the timeline. Little spin move at the top of the key. Bounce pass right side Hilton Hines. Hilton gets a screen. Up top, Peterson, reverse it, left side, Hilton Hines. Hilton, Simmonsma, at the top of the key, right side, James. Allison will go baseline, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Peterson up top, left side, Hines, 5, 4 seconds, screen. Gotta shoot it, gotta shoot it. And James lets it fly and does not draw iron. Shot clock violation will give the ball back to the Mitchell Colonels. 3 minutes exactly to go here. In the third quarter, Huron 34, Mitchell 21. Huron's been on, or Mitchell's on a 7-0 run, but neither team scored for a couple of trips now. Stavner looking inside, cross court. Nice catch by Seamson in the corner. Gets it back up top. Open three, Seamson. It's short, long rebound, and Hampton Hines able to jump in and grab it for the Huron Tigers. Up ahead, Hilton Hines. She'll drive by Stavner. Lost it on the way up, and Mitchell's going to come out with the loose ball. Mitchell one-on-one down the floor. Wyke gets it back up top to Graves. Now they'll work the perimeter. Seamson in the corner. There's Stavner. She'll go baseline hard to the hoop. Big collision, and the foul's going to go on Simmonsma. And Simmonsma picks up her fourth, I believe. So both big girls in foul trouble for the Huron Tigers. Oh, it's her third. Okay, third. I'd given her one at one other point that she probably shouldn't have got. Stavner at the line for the first time. She'll shoot two. First one is good. Stavner, 3 points in the game now. Well, she's played this whole third quarter and hasn't picked up that fourth foul. Heinen back in, replacing Simmonsma. Davis back in as well, replacing James. And back into the game for Mitchell, Brianna Kirsch. Second free throw, Stavner is short. Rebound tipped in, Heinen basically tipped it to herself, and a foul going to go in the backcourt on Kirsch. Kirsch picks up her third, and we're at three team fouls apiece here in the third quarter. Heinen's grabbed her share of boards tonight. I don't have that total, but I think she's grabbed quite a few. Huron has been stuck at 34 for a while. The lead is shaved to 12 now, 34-22. 8-0 run by Mitchell. Peterson up top, goes inside, way overthrows Heinen. And Huron just has not looked very good on offense. Now, Kaufman's up in front of the bench saying that Heinen went up and basically got shoved in the middle of the back. I was blocked out from that. But Heinen did kind of come down awkwardly. Mitchell working the pressure. They got a chance to get this down to a single digits here. Ball tipped out of bounds by Tatum Peterson. Ball will remain with Mitchell, but again, it's been a long stretch here since Huron has last scored. We're down to a minute 54 to go in the third quarter. 34-22 Huron. Mitchell trying to chip their way back into it. Colonel set it up. Seamson up top. Graves up left side, now back Seamson, working the perimeter. Here on back in their zone. Go inside, the ball slapped away, picked up by Seamson, shovels it into Stavner. Spin move underneath and gets run over by Heinen. Heinen was going up for the block shot, and Stavner was not planning to jump, and Heinen ran her over. Now Heinen with three, so both the tall girls for Huron have three fouls, Heinen and Simmonsma. And Huron's going to go short here now with James in and Heinen coming out. Fourth team foul on Huron. Mitchell will get the bonus on the next foul by Huron. Up top, here's the drive. Seamson to the hoop, put it up short, rebound, and ball knocked away and on the floor and going to be picked up by who? Huron Tigers will get the ball. Mitchell is furious. There was not a call on Allie Davis on that second opportunity. But again, that's kind of the way this game has been called all night. Inbounds and a foul going to go on Hilton Hines as she got tied up with Seamson. And Seamson's going to get two free throws. Huron turns it over again. Huron has just flat out been stagnant here over the last 5 minutes. Have not scored since, I believe, about 6 minutes ago. It was 34-14. Mitchell on an 8-0 run with Addie Seamson. A chance to add on from the free throw line. That's foul number two on Hilton Hines. So 34-22, and Mitchell a chance to get it to a 10-point game. First free throw is good for the lefty Seamson. She's the first Colonel in double figures. She has 10 points. One more shot for the lefty sophomore, Addie Seamson. And in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Stabner up and in. And Mitchell has it down to 9 points. 34-25, it's an 11-0 run for Mitchell. Into the front court. Hilton Hines stops on the dribble and threw it away. Steal by White down the floor. Hampton Hines after her. Goes back door to Seamson. Missed the layup. And Janes with the rebound. She has it slapped away. Mitchell returns. Here's Stabner. And she's going to be fouled going to the hoop. And two shots coming up for Sawyer Stabner. Again, just getting careless with the ball. And Huron just a little rattled out there right now. And at the free throw line is Sawyer Stabner. She is 1-of-2 from the line, 5 points. But Mitchell, 11-0 run, 12-0 run as they hit the first free throw. 34-26, minute one to go in the third quarter. Mitchell right now has outscored Huron 12-5, and it seems like it'd be more than that. 34-26 Huron, Stabner. Second free throw is good. Hit them both. 34-27. Mitchell within seven. Now a 13-0 run. We're inside of a minute to go in the third quarter. Hampton Hines into the front court. Throws back to Peterson. Hilton Hines gets a screen. Drives. Puts up the 10-footer. In and out. No good. Rebound. Last touch by Hilton Hines. Huron, I have Huron 2-of-7 from the field, but more importantly, they've just been turning the ball over too much, and Mitchell continues to crack the lead. It's 34-27. Mitchell on a 13-0 run. Meyerink in the corner, gives to Stabner, back up top. Left side, reverse it around White. White goes inside. Meyerink knocked away by Peterson, will have a jump ball. Possession will go to the Huron Tigers with 29 seconds to go in the third quarter. Huron a chance for the final shot. Coming in for the Mitchell Colonels is Mackenzie Peterson. And Mitchell does have one foul to give here in the quarter, and they're going to press full court, man-to-man. Davis gets it into Hilton Hines. Double team back to Davis. Now in the middle, Hampton. Hampton weaves through traffic as Hilton Hines gets it across the timeline. Hilton dribbles down towards the corner. Back up top, Hampton. Hampton will go against Meyerink. Lean in, and a foul going to be called on Meyerink, and that will put Hampton Hines to the line for two. Will be the first free throws for Huron since the first quarter. They shot 10 free throws in the first quarter. Haven't shot any since. Well, I got Meyerink with two fouls. They got one. Yep, she does have two. Okay. Second foul on Meyerink. Fourth team on Mitchell. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. Free throw is no good for Hampton Hines. When you're struggling offensively, free throws don't want to drop. And Hampton, normally a reliable free throw shooter. Huron's lead cut to seven was 20 earlier in the quarter. Second shot is good. 1-of-2 for Hines. She has 20 points to lead all scorers. Mitchell, though, a chance to score late third quarter, down 8. They play against the press, get it in front. Seamson, 7 seconds to go. Stabner, that's where they want it. Stabner comes left. Seamson launches the three. Got it. Seamson dreams a three at the buzzer. It's a ball game. We head to the fourth. Mitchell here on 35, Mitchell 30. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
It's a ball game. Mitchell was down 20, and then they outscore Huron 16-1 over the final 6 minutes or so of the third quarter. And Mitchell finds themselves down 5. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Boys scores early second quarter. Lincoln 20, Washington 12. Late in the first half, O'Gorman 22, Brandon Valley 18. Final girls, Harrisburg 53, Yankton 30. That is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. So Mitchell hits the three at the buzzer, and they have the ball to open the fourth quarter. Colonels can make it a one-possession game here to start the fourth. Here on staying in that 3-2 zone, Simmonsma back in, Heinen still on the bench. Mitchell works the perimeter. White goes inside. They have Meyerink underneath. Banks it in. Meyerink, her first basket of the game. And Mitchell down 3, 35-32, as they have come back here, as Huron just has struggled to get anything going on offense. Huron sets it up, and there's Stabner. Got the steal. Down the floor. Left-handed layup is good. One-point game. 35-34 Huron. With all kinds of time left to go, 7:15 left. 35-34. Mitchell has never led in the game. It was tied once. 1-1. Hampton Hines gives to Simmonsma. Up top, Peterson, and she throws it away. Stabner coming up the floor. Mitchell down, leans in. Stabner, no good. Battle for the rebound. We'll have a jump ball. It'll be Huron possession. Mitchell had their opportunity for the lead there, but could not convert. Mitchell almost had the lead right there, just could not quite get that to drop. Mitchell, 6 of 11 shooting in the third quarter. Haven't done the Huron shot chart yet. Davis gives to Hilton Hines. Hilton being guarded closely by Van Overshield. Gets away up the floor. Hilton Hines, free throw line, knocked away from behind by Seamson. It'll remain Huron Tiger ball. Huron just 2 of 7 from the field. Here's a lob into Heinen, knocked away from her, and still Huron ball. Huron just got to get some offense going again, as from 34-14, it's been a 20-1 run by the Mitchell Colonels. And Stabner's played this entire second half, has not picked up that fourth foul. Hilton Hines gets the screen, has a drive. Now she gets sealed off by the double team. Ball deflected, stolen by Mitchell. And the Colonels again a chance to take the lead with 6:20 to go in the game. Up top, Colonels work the perimeter. Seamson comes right side, Van Overshield. Meyerick in the middle, and a blocking call going to go on Simmonsma. And Simmonsma will pick up her fourth foul. First foul on either team here in the second half. So Simmonsma out there with four. She's the first girl with that many. Inbounds for Mitchell. Van Overshield, right side. Gets a screen, steps back up. Oh, they had Meyerink wide open underneath. Didn't get her on the roll. Mitchell working the perimeter. Here's the drive. Simpson forces up a shot. No good. Rebound by Hilton Hines. Hilton into the front court. Glides in front of Seamson, gives to Hampton. Hines on the right side. Hampton trying to use the screen, flips back to Heinen. Huron spreads the floor, all five girls out. Now Hampton Hines goes to the free throw line. just got to get yourself an open shot trying to post up Hampton, and it's just not there right now. Hampton pops back up, top of the key. Hampton gets a screen, dribbles to the baseline, forces up a 15-footer, no good, side of the bankboard. Rebound Mitchell, and a foul going to go on the Tigers in the backcourt. Hampton Hines, you can see the frustration coming out there. She thought she got fouled on her shot, but it was a pretty wild shot. Hampton picks up her second and two team fouls on Huron here in the fourth quarter. 35-34, Mitchell is not led, but have a chance to do here about the third time down the floor they've had a chance to take the lead. Here's the pass in the middle. Meyerink kicks out. Open three. Stabner. Too strong. Rebound. Allie Davis gets tied up and finally gets rid of the ball. Again, Mitchell just can't quite get over that hump there to get the lead. Into the front court. Nice spin move. Hampton Hines goes to the block. Banks it up. Too short. Tipped around. And last touched by Allie Davis. Yep. As Huron continues to struggle, I wish I had written down when it was 34-14 Huron, because Huron scored once, 1 point since then, and Mitchell has scored 20 points. Again, Mitchell a chance for the lead, 4:48 to go in the game. Working the perimeter. White on the right side, back in the corner. To Van Overschild. Stabner kicks back out. Open three. Seamson, no good. And Davis there with another board. Allie Davis has been boarding the ball well. Mitchell again can't draw. Double team in the backcourt. Get it up ahead to Allie Davis. And Cody Kaufman takes a timeout. Timeout here on 4:25 to go in the game. Tigers lead at 35-34. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest, Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at top? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron. For a great meal, count on the Scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The Scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
I'm Jeff Duffy back here at the Huron Arena. 4:25 to go in our girls game, and inbounds comes to Hampton Hines into the front court. Now she'll start to drive, back it out, lob it to Davis. Davis has a lane, goes with the scoop, no good. Point blank, rebound Stabner, she's pushing. Up the middle of the floor, goes into Simmonsma, now back out, ball deflected, picked up by Mitchell. Three for Seamson is an air ball, and Mitchell can't save it in. Well, Mitchell getting within one, and I think they have missed their last five shots. All with chances to take the lead, but Huron is doing nothing to counter that. Hilton Hines in the front court, gets by Seamson into the front court. Hilton sets it up. Screen from Simmonsma, dribbles off to the right. Trying to get away from the pressure, hands it off to Hampton Hines. Hampton on the right wing. Huron kind of spreads the floor again. Hampton a screen, trying to get away from White, back in the middle. Hilton Hines, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Hilton gets some contact, goes inside. Right underneath is Simmonsma. She's fouled. She posted up Stabner, I believe, right underneath the basket, and that's foul number four on Sawyer Stabner. Mitchell didn't like the call, but that's the type of call that's went against Lizzie Heinen twice tonight. Just stuck the hand up. So fourth foul on Stabner, and Kinsey Simmonsma will shoot two. Free throw is no good. Here on one of three shooting free throws here in the second half. Second free throw is good. Got the shooter's roll. First point of the fourth quarter for Huron is 36-34 Tigers. 3:27 to go in the game. Both teams have plenty of timeouts left. Back door, it's open to White, but she's double-teamed. Nice feed in the middle, Stabner, and she was fouled going to the basket. That'll be number four on Lizzie Heinen. And Stabner to the line to shoot two. She can tie the score. Stabner is 3 of 4 from the free throw line. She has 9 points in the game, 7 here in the second half. First free throw is good. Caught the front of the rim, rolled in. We're back to a 1 point game, 36-35. Second free throw is no good. Long rebound out to Hilton Hines. Hilton into the front court. Has the ball slapped away. Mitchell with the steal. Mitchell doing a very good job of coming from behind and tapping it away. And the Colonels, again, a chance to take the lead as we hit 3 minutes to go in the ball game. On the right side, Colonels work the perimeter. Again, looking for a lead they have not had yet. Van Overschild will go baseline. Meyerink open 15-footer. No good. Heinen grabs the board. Nobody wants to make a basket here in the fourth quarter. Down the floor, Hampton Hines dribbles off to the right side, and a foul going to go on Weick as a kind of a blind screen set by Simmonsma, and Simmonsma hit the deck again, which she does about 10 times a game. White picks up her first foul. Second team here in the quarter for Mitchell, and Huron will inbound it from in front of their bench with 2:43 to go. Lob comes up top, Hilton Hines. Left side, Heinen. Back up top, Hilton Hines goes inside Simmonsma. Ball slapped away, and a foul going to go on who? The ball pass was intended for Simmonsma. Evidently, it is on Mitchell. Looked like the... Oh, that's number five on Stabner. Stabner is fouled out of the game. It looked like she had better position than Simmonsma did there, and that is a tough one. And Coach Brooks is not happy with the official as they're having a conversation in the front of the bench. Sawyer Stabner fouls out with 2:35 to go in the game. She scored 10 points tonight. Three team fouls apiece here in the fourth quarter. A huge call there. Huron will run the out of bounds on the baseline. Right underneath goes to Heinen through her hands, but she will pick it back up. Lob it back out. Nice catch, Davis. Flip back, Hampton Hines. Huron can reset the offense. Hampton hands it off to Hilton Hines. Hilton dribbles left. Gets a screen from Simmonsma. Hilton back right. Now Hampton, top of the key. Hampton looking to drive. Backs her way in. Now Hilton Hines. Just a one-point game. 3 for Hampton. Way off the mark. Rebound comes way out, and Simmonsma goes down again. She's still down, as coming up the floor is Seamson. Again, Mitchell, a chance to take the lead. Open three, Van Overschild, no good. Offensive rebound, Weick, and Mitchell will get another chance. Minute 50 to go in the game, 36-35 Huron. Mitchell has had all kinds of opportunities to get a lead and have not been able to do it. We have a foul, and oh, Simmonsma got called. Oh, that was a tough one for Simmonsma. Simmonsma was being sealed out by, I believe, Peterson. Simmonsma has fouled out of the game. She leaves having scored 2 points and a minute 41 to go. Simmonsma upset as there was a lot of physical down there, and it was mostly initiated by Peterson. That's going to bring Allison James in, so each team's had a starter foul out of the game. Mitchell will run the inbounds. Next foul by Huron puts Mitchell in the bonus. 36-35, Huron leading. Inbounds will come all the way up top to Van Overschild. She'll back it out. Van Overschild against Hampton Hines. Back up top. Oh, looked like a double dribble, but they say it was deflected. Drive baseline underneath. Wrap around. Peterson with the shot. She's fouled, and she'll go to the free throw line. Minute 29 to go. Huron has scored 7 points in the second half. At the free throw line is Mackenzie Peterson to shoot two, as it's now bonus for Mitchell. Peterson has not attempted a free throw. Her first one is off. No good. Best she can do is tie it. And each team has a starter out. Stabner for Mitchell. Simmonsma for Huron. Got a block out. One more shot for Peterson. McKenzie is a junior for the Colonels. Second shot is good. We are tied. Timeout Mitchell. Minute 29 to go in the game. Tied at 36. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up, bettering yourself, or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Back at the Huron Arena, I'm Jeff Duffy. For the second time, we have a tie score. It was 1-1. Now it's 36-36. With a minute 29 to go in the game, Huron is blowing a 20-point lead. Both teams have three timeouts remaining. Inbounds, Hilton Hines. Hervé will spread out now as she's guarded by Seamson. Hines gets into the front court. Some contact. Now a double team. They back off on it. Hand off to Hampton Hines. Huron trying to get the lead back. We're tied at 36. Minute 13 to go in the game. Hampton Hines on the left side. Up top, it's Hilton Hines. Kick out, Hampton fakes the three. Drives, goes baseline, Heinen back out. James for three, no good. Rebound, Mitchell. And again, they have a chance for the lead, and they'll get the chance from the free throw line. Foul in the backcourt, going to go on Allie Davis, and two free throws coming this way for Mitchell as they look for their first. Oh, it's on. Oh, Lizzie Heinen. I thought it was on Allie Davis. It's on Lizzie Heinen, and both big girls have now fouled out for Huron. Lizzie Heinen fouls out with 4 points, 59 seconds to go at the free throw line. Is Addie Siemensma. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. Gets two here. The first one good. And for the first time, Mitchell leads 37-36 with 59 seconds to go. One more shot for the left-handed sophomore, Seamson. 2-point lead for Mitchell. 38-36. And Huron wants a timeout. 59 seconds left. Mitchell with their first lead of the game will take a timeout, 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Now Huron has to find a way to score. Long pass. Hilton Hines with the catch. Gets away from the defender. Weaves through traffic. Gets tied up. Foul on Mitchell. Not the bonus yet, so Huron will just throw the out-of-bounds play. Nothing wrong with that from the Mitchell standpoint, although they were lobbying. Maybe it should have been a jump ball, but didn't get that. It is foul number 4 on Van Overshield, and Huron will inbound it on the baseline underneath their basket, far into the floor. Inbounds, Hampton Hines in the corner, double-teamed. Gets it back up top, Davis. Davis hands off to Hampton at the top of the key. Huron needs a bucket, 47-46 to go. Huron now down by 2. Hilton Hines drives, puts up the shot, high off the glass, no good. Meyerink with the rebound. foul in the backcourt on Hampton Hines. Here on, boy, the second half has just been a struggle. Two field goals in the second half for Huron, and they both came, I think, in the first 2 minutes of the third quarter. And the way Huron's been offensively, Seamson could pretty much ice the game if she can make both free throws here. The foul is on Hampton Hines, her third. Free throw is good. 3-point lead for Mitchell. And Seamson could just about ice it here. Second free throw is good. Mitchell up four. 40-36. Timeout Mitchell with 38 seconds to go. We'll take a timeout. 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Era and Orthopedic Care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Huron's back's against the wall. They have this game in hand and have let it slip away. Mitchell 40, Huron 36 with 38 seconds to go in the game. Who would have thunk this 45 minutes ago? Inbounds, Hampton Hines. Mitchell pressing in the backcourt. Ball tip, they get it to Davis. But Mitchell doing a good job, just make Huron use up some time. Hilton Hines in the front court gives to Hampton. Hampton gets a screen. Deep three, no good. Rebound, and Mitchell could not save it in. Huron will get another chance, but still, it's a two-possession game. And now we're down to 22 seconds left. The shot clock is off. Both teams will need the bonus the rest of the way. Inbounds to Davis. Davis will drive baseline, lean in, got it. And Huron will take a timeout. Huron back within two. Allie Davis, her second bucket of the game. She's got five, the first bucket in a long time for Huron. Timeout Huron. We'll take a break. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Back at the arena, full court pressure here on down two. Mitchell inbounding underneath the basket, comes into Seamson, and she's immediately fouled by Maddie Juergens, who just came into the game. And that was the intent with 15 seconds to go. So Juergens, her mission was to foul the ball and pick up a foul, and that's exactly what she did, her first. And two shots coming for Addie Seamson, who, well, let's see, she just hit one out of two. It's like she's 5 out of 8 shooting free throws tonight. She hits them both. It's going to be tough. First one is good. Hilton Hines in, Juergens out. And 15 seconds to work with for Huron. Needs Seamson to miss, though, first off. Second free throw is good. Back to a 4-point game. 42-38 Mitchell inbounds to Hines. That's Hilton coming up. Gets it to Hampton. Hampton will force up a shot. No good. Rebound Meyerink. And that will put the game away as the Mitchell Colonels are going to pick up the win. Allie Davis had a little slam on Meyerink there. The Mitchell Colonels are going to come out of this with a win, down 20 early in the third quarter. Huron has scored 4 points since then. And the Colonels, with just 5 seconds left, two-possession game, they're going to pick up the victory here tonight. Lessons to be learned for the Huron Tigers. Meyerink misses on the first free throw, but it's pretty much academic right now. 34-14 now, Huron now 42-38 Mitchell. Second shot is off the mark, no good. Rebound James to Davis. Mitchell just going to let Huron dribble it up, and they won't even get a shot off, and the Colonels rally and pick up the win. The final, Mitchell 42, Huron 38. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. We'll do a very quick Gary Zell Auto Glass post game, and we'll return here to the arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years, or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home, probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Postgame Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger Post Game Report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And just a quick Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. We'll visit with Huron Tiger coach Cody Kaufman at halftime of the boys game, and just a tough one to bounce back from here. You felt like you had the game under control, and it got away from you quickly in the second half, and Mitchell rallies for a 42-38 win. Here's the rundown of the scoring. Mitchell 1-0 on the season, 18 points for Addie Seamson, 10 points for Sawyer Stabner, who probably played at best three-quarters of the game due to foul trouble. Lauren Van Overshield had 5-3 for Carson Weick, 2 points apiece. Allison Meyerink and Brianna Kirsch, 1 point for Mackenzie Peterson. Huron now 0-2 on the season. 19 for Hampton Hines. She had 16 in the first half. Then 4 for Hilton Hines, 4 for Lizzie Heinen, 5 for Allie Davis, 3 for Allison Janes, 2 for Kenzie Simmonsma. Shooting the game, I had Huron 12 of 33, 36%. Mitchell 13 of 41 for 32%. Mitchell was 14 of 22 from the free throw line. Huron 8 of 14. Again, Huron shot 10 of their 14 free throws in the first quarter. Turnovers, that was more than that, 11 for Mitchell, 9 for Huron. Rebounds that we have here, Mitchell with 28 rebounds, 6 for Weick and Seamson. Huron Tigers had 32 rebounds, 6 for Lizzie Heinen, 5 for Allie Davis. So those are the numbers. The final score, though, Mitchell wins it, 42-38. So now we go to the back half of the doubleheader. It is 8 o'clock. This is KIJV AM-FM Huron. Huron Tiger boys open their season. Mitchell Colonels opening their season. Mitchell state runner-up last year in the AA. They have three guys back who played extensive minutes on that team, but they're going to have different roles now this year. Huron Tigers have about three guys back but lost a ton of scoring off of last year. We'll talk to both coaches. Riker Kreitzfeld, head coach of Mitchell. Tim Buttenhagen, head coach of Huron. Those interviews coming up. We'll take a one-minute timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Getting ready for our boys matchup now here on Tigers. Mitchell Colonels back half of the doubleheader here tonight at the arena, talking with Riker Kreisfeld, head coach of the Mitchell Colonels. They come in double-A runners up last year, good solid core back from last year. And coach, sounds like the kids had a good summer, a good fall, and you're ready to play again.
Yeah, we are. You know, we're ready to find out, you know, what we're made of. We got some different faces playing for us this year that have been doing a lot of practicing against our varsity in past years. So we're excited to see what we got there, but then we feel like our core with Colton, Marcus, and Soakup is a pretty strong core to start with.
You know, and the thing is, though, you do have a good, solid core back, good roles change, different guys going to have to do different things now.
Yeah, you know, those guys all kind of play complementary roles in the team we had last year, and now they're going to be the guys who are on the scouting report and the guys that are being focused on defensively. So there's going to be an adjustment period with that, and, you know, we know that Coach Budd will have him ready to guard those three guys tonight. So it's going to be interesting how we handle it.
And what are some of the things we can expect out of this Colonel team now? You really change a lot from last year?
You know, we put in different things every year to kind of fit our personnel, but we feel like we can play a lot of the same way, playing through the post and, you know, trying to get inside touches every possession, and then we're letting a little more of our guards, you know, play make on the perimeter with Marcus and Soakup and trying to get them into space. So a lot of things the same.
And finally, you know, you come in to play here on open the season, opener for both. So you don't have a scouting report. You can just go back to last year. You do see Huron's got three or four guys back with experience, but they lost a lot of scoring.
They did. You know, they lost. Zavesky was an all-stater, but they got some guys who are good. You know, I watched way too much here on JV film coming into today. They got some guys coming up that can score. You know, the Wenz kid is a good shooter, and Blake is obviously all-state potential type guy. Anderson Porsche is really good. CJ is really good. So they pose some problems that we got to take care of for sure.
Breaker Kreisfeld, head coach of the Mitchell Colonels. 1 minute timeout. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Lease vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Continue our pregame here, getting set for our finale of the night. Boys basketball now. Mitchell Colonels here on Tigers. Opener for both teams here tonight. Tim Budenhagen back as head coach, second year in the second stint as head coach. And coach, been practicing a lot. I know you always say could use another week of practice, but it's time to see what you got out there too.
Yeah, right now we just need to see where we're at. We need to know the areas that we need to improve so that we can get out in the game and the guys can actually see it, because practicing against the same guys every day really doesn't show, you know, what you need to work on, especially to the guys, because they can do some things against the matchups that they have. So it'll be nice just to get out there and at least try to compete with a quality opponent.
Now, we talked earlier this week, and we said one of the big things is you got some experience back, but you did graduate a lot of your scoring from last year, so different guys got to pick that up, and what you're hopeful is a lot of guys will be in on that.
Yeah, we need to, you know, get the ball up and down the floor. The pace has got to be to our liking, where we can race the ball up the floor, try to get an easy shot. If they're slow getting back on defense, we got to find that mismatch. We got to continue to move the basketball and set screens for each other. I think that's going to be a key for us. I think the connectiveness, both on the defense and offense end, really has to be fantastic tonight in order for us to, you know, to compete.
Now, Mitchell comes in. They're state runners-up last year. Did lose a couple of pretty valuable seniors, but yet they got three guys that were very integral on that team.
Yeah, you know, Tally does a really nice job of running the offense up top, and he's really good at what he does. A good penetrator, has a sweet shot from the outside. Sokup, you know, you can't leave that guy because he's going to knock down a three. And then Smith, he's playing more outside this year, but he's awful tough when the ball goes up. You better find him and box him out. So we got to pay attention to those three. If we're successful in limiting their opportunities, limiting their second shots, then I think we have a chance.
And bottom line is, I said you do have experience, but on the other hand, you're also starting a freshman and a sophomore tonight. But, you know, it's December. We're starting things off.
Yeah, we just, you know, offensively, we need to know where we're at, who can put the ball in the hole. Can we get in the offense? Can we actually back screen a guy down in the post, get a post up? We're trying to find a mismatch wherever we can find one. We don't care if it's a guard posting up or a big. We just wanted to find a mismatch where we can take advantage of on the box, so people have to help out, and then our shooters have to be ready to, you know, to unload the shot when the ball comes out to them.
Tim Budnick, head coach here on Tigers. Timeout. 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Lane Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Lane Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Again, back at the Huron Arena, getting set for our boys' half of the doubleheader. Again, the girls' final on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Huron Tigers fell to Mitchell. A big second-half comeback by the Colonels. They win at 42-38. Another girls' final. Harrisburg defeated Yankton 53-30. Midway through the third quarter, Stevens is leading Pierre. I'm a little surprised by that score, 43-23. Early in the second half, Brookings is leading Watertown 30-21. Looking at AA boys scores, start of the fourth quarter, Lincoln 52, Washington 29. Halftime, Watertown 26, Brookings 18. Midway through the fourth quarter, O'Gorman 56, Brandon Valley 45. Early second quarter, Yankton 20, Harrisburg 11. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Here's the starting lineups. Mitchell Kernels, head coach Riker Kreitzfeld. I believe his third year now as head coach. And last year they were the state runner-up in AA, lost that championship game to Yankton. They'll start Marcus Talley, a junior, Colton Smith, sophomore, Gavin Sukup, a senior, Sutton Thompson, a junior, Gavin Hinker, a junior. Mitchell only has nine guys on the varsity roster here to start the season. Here on Tigers will start this way, Gavin Moding, 6 foot senior, Holden Haig, a 6'1 senior, CJ Ganey, a 6'1 senior, Blake Elwine, a 6'8 sophomore, and Anderson Porish is a 6'3 freshman. Elwine and Ganey were starters last year, although Elwine missed about a month of the season with an injury. Moding played starter minutes, but came off the bench last year for the Huron Tiger basketball team. But who's going to pick up the scoring in Tim Budenhagen's world? What he thinks is, let's have everybody spread it out and have everybody have about 10 points, and you feel like you have a chance to win the ball game if you can do that. Officials for our game are again backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Calling our boys game tonight, Aaron Entringer, Jerry Beers, and Jeff Hainfler. They are the law on the court, and they're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office, Consumer Affairs Division. Now, Huron still in a little flux. You got your starting five because you have to have one, but there's going to be some get a chance to start a game at least here in the early part of the season, looking for combinations and also matchups with Anderson Porish and Blake Elwine. Those guys are pretty tall, but also young, a sophomore and freshman, and not a lot of height to come off that bench for the Tigers. Colton Ogle will be the next tallest guy, and he will get time on the floor as well at 6'3". So getting the introductions wrapped up here, and we are ready for our boys' half of the doubleheader here on Tigers. And the Mitchell Colonels, Mitchell all in black with gold numbers, letters, and trim here on in their home white with orange numbers and letters, orange and black trim. So again, just four guys on the bench for the Mitchell Colonels. And they do have inexperience. They have three guys very experienced, and other than that, everybody else is pretty much new to the varsity floor. Both teams kind of in that same boat here to start off this game. Elwine will jump against Hinker here on Coming Towards Me in the first half of this game. Ball's tossed up and the tip controlled back to Marcus Talley. Talley, now a junior, seems like he's been around forever. He is a very good point guard. Low post, they go inside to Smith against Haig. He'll do the jump hook. It's short. Rebound grabbed by Elwine. Quick shot and out. Huron will get their first trip up floor. C.J. Ganey with the ball. He's being marked out there by Talley. Gets a screen. Ganey comes to the right, shovels it off to Moding on the wing. Haig, reverse it left side, Elwine. Now back up top, Porish. Porish free throw line. Huron works the ball around. Moding into the paint. Tries to get the shot off. Back door. Nice slide there, but Porish lost the ball. It's on the floor. Possession will keep the ball with Huron. Porish cut to the basket, but the ball came in kind of lower. He put the ball low, and Mitchell was able to get to it. Huron has 9 seconds on the shot clock to work with here on this possession. Of course, they did all the way out to Holden Haig, who hasn't played since his freshman year due to injuries. Porish goes inside Elwine at the baseline, had a block from the side, and the shot clock runs out. And are they going to put a second back on that shot clock? Nope, they're going to call it a shot clock violation. And they try the block came from the side, which in the girls' game was being called a foul. But I digress. Mitchell will have the ball. Huron showing some pressure in the backcourt. Looks like straight man, though, as Tally will bring it up against Moding. Tally gets into the front court. Straight man by Huron, as I said, come off to the right side, Hinker. Hinker has the ball deflected, picked up by Mitchell. Tally, left side, trying to post up Smith against Haig. Height advantage against Haig, backs his way in. Little left-handed, baby hook, no good. Offensive rebound, and a foul going to go on the Huron Tigers. Coming in to get that offensive board was Gavin Hinker, and then he was fouled. Anderson Porish with the foul, first of the game, and Mitchell will run the out-of-bounds play on the baseline, get a fresh shot clock out of it, too. Smith goes inside, back door wide open. Hinker with the reverse layup. Design play, Hinker threw it in, then just went right to the opposite side, got the reverse layup, 2-0, Mitchell. Tigers into the front court, Moding flips to Ganey on the right side. Ganey up top, Porish, one dribble, Moding in the corner. Screen set by Haig, Moding will drive, go with the scoop. It might have been blocked again. Missed it for sure. Mitchell clears the board. Tally up ahead. Get it to Sukup in the corner. Sukup on the drive. Flips back in the corner to Thompson. Cut off. Tally resets it. He wants to drive on Moding. Down the lane to the hoop. Reverse layup. No good. Kind of forced it. Rebound for Huron. Porish in the front court. Bounce pass Haig. Haig feeds Ganey for three on the baseline. Got it. C.J. Ganey gets Huron on the board. 3-2 Huron. Just over 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter of the boys' game. Tally will walk the ball up against Moding. Tally looking off to the right. Both teams have been man-to-man here thus far. Up top, Sokup. Sokup spins, gets back to Smith. Smith feeds. Tally, open three in the corner. Short. And Moding there with the rebound. Then he gets tied up from behind. Mitchell will get possession. Mitchell girls did that a lot. You get the rebound and somebody comes in from behind where you can't see them. And ties it up. Possession arrow, keep the ball down on the Mitchell end. We had a sub come in for Mitchell. Landon Solik, a junior, in for the first time for the Colonels. Smith hands it off to Tally in the corner. Kind of bunched up there. Now Tally tries to drive baseline. Moding stays with him. Tally brings it back up top. Flip it left side to Gavin Sokup. Sokup goes baseline, goes around inside to Smith, kicks it back out. Tally. Tally tries to penetrate. Ball deflected out of bounds by Elwine. Colt McNeil, the first sub off the bench for the Huron Tigers. He'll come in for Moding. And McNeil will get the defensive assignment on Tally, who's got a world of quickness. Tally up top. Backs it out against McNeil. Gets the screen. Dribbles to the right. Now drives. Flip in the corner. Open three. Sukup is short. Rebound on the floor. And we're probably going to end up with another jump ball. And the ball will belong to the Huron Tigers. Carson Evans in as well for the Huron Tigers. And Colton Ogle comes in as well. So three subs in. The only starters on the floor here 3 minutes into the game are Ganey and Elwine. As Ganey gets the ball in the front court, McNeil on the right side. Evans pops up top. Evans looks left. Has Elwine. Elwine will go baseline. Can't get the shot off. Goes with the Euro step. No good. Offensive rebound, Ogle. And he's going to be fouled. Offensive board by Ogle. And Huron will get the ball out of bounds on the foul by the Mitchell Colonels. Gavin Hinker with the first foul of the game against Mitchell. And quickly Moding back in. Ganey out. But Nagin going a lot on that bench here early on. Inbounds goes in the corner to Moding. Moding dribbles it back up top. Tally on him. Tally gets a hand on the ball, steals it away. Up the floor, Smith is wide open, and he'll dunk it. Kind of hung on the rim, too, but the dunk for Colton Smith, and Mitchell up 4-3. Moding into the front court, cross court. Goes back up top, Elwine. Elwine, a deep three, no good. That was near the volleyball spike line. We have a jump ball in the backcourt. It'll be Mitchell ball. 4-3, Mitchell leading, but the Mitchell faithful got up on their feet with a dunk for Colton Smith. But that was all started by Tally and his quickness getting the steal. 4-3, Mitchell. We're nearing the middle point of the first quarter. Smith on the left wing Sokup up top to Hinker. Hinker going back door. Nice pass. Got it to Sokup back up top. Tally three in the corner. Good ball movement, but the shot won't drop. Rebound Elwine, and there's Mitchell again trying to hack in there. Tigers get control, moting up into the front court. Right side McNeil. McNeil goes hard to the hoop. Little fade away. No good. Rebound Mitchell. 4-3 Mitchell. 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. Baseline Smith kicks it out. Sokup a deep three. In and out. No good. Offensive rebound. Mitchell will get another chance. Tally drives and a push. Going to go on Huron. Both teams have had their share of offensive fouls, but more so for Mitchell in the early going. Carson Evans with the foul. His first, second team on Huron. Ganey back in. Porish back in for Huron. I think Mitchell came in with a fresh body as well. Parker Mandel in for the first time. 6'3 junior. He was the only guy in the roster that had his height listed for the Colonels. Smith on the left wing against Porish. Backs his way in on Anderson. Kick out. Open three. Solik. It's good. That's Landon Solik. The younger Solik, and Mitchell up 7-3. Nearing 3 minutes to go in the first half. Ganey on the drive to the hoop. No good. There's a little action around the rim. Open three. Elwine is short. And Smith with the rebound. Tally on the drive. Layup for two. He went right by Moting. Just blew by him. Tally his first bucket. And Mitchell on a 7-0 run. They lead 9-3. And a travel on Colton Ogle. He caught the ball. Did a bunny hop. He's asking the ref what he did. But he flat out traveled. He caught the ball and took a bunny hop. And a quick turnover. And Mitchell with the momentum right now. And they have the ball. Gavin Sokup brings the ball up on Ganey. Gets it across the timeline. 2:39 to go here, first quarter. Kick back. Here's the drive. In the corner, Solik another three. Same spot. That one's an air ball, though, for Landon. Rebound on the weak side, Porish. Porish into the front court. Finds Elwine. Elwine on the drive. Had the ball slapped, and a foul going to go on either Tally or Mandel. Huron will have the out-of-bounds play. Huron just needs a bucket here now. They only have one made shot, and that was the three by Ganey. Hagan, Ogle out for Huron. The foul on Tally is his first. Two team fouls apiece here in the first quarter. Moting will inbound Ganey. Deep three on the right wing. Got it! C.J. Ganey, a pair of threes. That's Huron's offense. And the lead now at 9-6. Mitchell, 2:12 to go, first quarter. Colonels on the attack. Gavin Sokup goes baseline to Smith against Haig. Smith into the paint. Stops at the free throw line. Tally drives. Now backs it out. Moting stays with him. Mitchell resets. Landon Solik up top. Smith on the left side. Give it to Tally. Inside of 10 seconds on the shot clock. Tally drives the paint. Moting stays with him. Sokup fake. Steps in. Shot. Oh, he lobs it in underneath in a reverse layup as the shot clock was running out. Pretty pass by Gavin Solik to set up Mandel for the reverse layup. 11-6 Mitchell. Another three for Ganey. Boom! C.J. Ganey, 3-for-3 shooting. 3-9 points. Huron back within two, 11-9. As all the points for the Huron Tigers here in the first quarter. Underneath go baseline to Smith. Smith kicks it out. Here's the drive in the paint. Solik, Gavin, off the back of the rim, no good. And Elwine with the rebound, and a foul going to go on Mandel. Both Mitchell teams have done that. Huron gets a rebound, and then everybody kind of collapses. Somebody tries to collapse and take the rebound away, and the foul that time will go to Colonels and Mandel. Third team foul on Mitchell. Minute 9 to go, first quarter, 11-9. Huron leading, or Mitchell leading, excuse me. Huron with the ball. Moting gets it set up for the Tigers. Top of the key, drifts off to the right. Goes back door, wide open. Nice pass that time for Huron. Kind of like what Mitchell did. Moting sets up Elwine for an easy layup. We're tied at 11. 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Tally gets the screen, dribbles off to the right. Still on the dribble in the corner baseline. Kick back in the middle, thrown away, and is stolen by Wenz, who's in the game. Trace Wenz for the layup. Didn't even see Trace check in. Trace Wenz got the steal on the bad pass layup, and Huron leads 13-11. Shot clock off, 23 seconds to go, first quarter. Mitchell looks like they want to hold it for one. Landon Solik out near the timeline. Gives it to Gavin Solik. Gavin gets a screen, dribbles to the left. Ganey out on him. Now give back to Talley. 8, 7 seconds to go. Talley gets a screen, dribbles right, goes into the paint, to the block, double team, travel with it with 3.7 seconds to go. Huron will have a chance here late in the first quarter, leading 13-11. A nice run after Mitchell built the early lead. I believe it was 9-3 at one time, so 10-2 run by Huron, if my memory serves me correctly in that. Elwine into the front court. He'll get a shot off. No good, and they wouldn't have counted anyway. I thought he got it off. Ref said no, and he missed it anyway. After one, here on 13, Mitchell 11. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
The scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
After one, Huron Tigers 13, Mitchell Colonels 11. Mitchell 5 of 14 from the field in the first quarter. Huron 5 of 12. Neither team shot a free throw. Huron with the ball to start the second quarter. Ganey with the three threes in the first quarter with the ball. Porish left side, the ninth grader for Huron. Back up top, Moding. Mitchell stays in that man-to-man. Moding trying to get the post up to Elwine. He'll turn, shoot the 15-footer, too strong, and Smith underneath has the board for Mitchell. Early second quarter. Now Mitchell with the ball for the first time. In the second, Talley hands it off to Mandel. Gavin Suk up top of the key. High post, Hinker. Hinker runs over Moding, draws the charge. Great play by Moding on the weak side. The lob went to Hinker, and Moding just positioned himself perfectly and draws the charge. And that's foul number two now on Gavin Hinker. First foul for either team here in the second quarter. Porish right wing, it's short. Quick shot out there from Porish. Rebound underneath for Hinker. Mitchell gets back on the offensive. Left side, Mandel, a little trouble with Wenz guarding him. Left side, ball nearly deflected. Talley trying to drive on Moding. Right side, Smith. He'll go into the paint against Porish. Almost lost the ball. The ball tipped away on the floor, and Moding out with it. He gets it up ahead to Porish. Porish tries to go baseline. Now he's double-teamed there and lost the ball to Smith. Tried to get it back to Moding. Smith took it away. Talley in the front court. He's at the top of the key. Pitch left. Soak up. Baseline it goes. And Hinker shot up. He ran over Elwine. No call, but he missed the shot as well. Up the floor comes Elwine. Left wing up top. Ganey. Deep on the key. Moding comes left side in the corner. Wins. Trace for three. Too strong. And Talley with the rebound. Huron had somebody jump too early. It looked like they had a shot at that. Huron 0 for 3 in the field to start the second quarter. Long 3, no good. Sukup gets his own rebound. Talley will fire the 3, no good. And the rebound for Moding. One thing I can say now, going back to the girls' game, that South basket, nobody's been able to shoot very well at that basket here so far tonight. Moding with the drive, left-handed scoop, no good. Oh, had such a nice drive and couldn't get it to drop. And we're still at 13-11. We play 2.5 minutes of the second quarter. Neither team has scored. Talley walks the ball up against Moding, gets the screen, comes right. Talley still on the drive, and there's going to be a hand check call on Anderson Porish. Porish picks up his second foul. first team on Huron in the second quarter. Huron going to come in with three fresh players, and Mitchell going to sub in with Sutton Thompson back in. Ogle back into the game. Evans and McNeil all back in is coming off for Huron is Ganey, Porish, and Elwine. So Huron going small here. Carson Evans, probably the tallest guy, or Colton Ogle probably is. 5:18 to go here in the first half. Drive by Soakup goes back door, and we have a foul on Huron. That might have been on Evans. And not a bad foul, because I think it was going to be a pretty good opportunity for Hinker to get a point-blank shot. Holden Haig with the foul, his first. First team on Huron in the second quarter. Mitchell will inbound. Talley goes into the backcourt with McNeil on him. Huron's been straight man the entire game, as has Mitchell, as far as I can remember. Smith up top, pitches back to Talley, screen. Now Talley double team. Smith in the corner, fires a three, too strong. Rebound and an undercut foul going to go, I believe, on Haig. Another offensive board, this one by Hinker. Mitchell not shooting the ball well, neither is Huron. Both teams are 0 for 4 so far here in the second quarter. We played 3 minutes here in the second. Colonels will inbound, and before we do that, Blake Elwine's going to check back in, get Huron a little taller, and Trace Wins comes off the floor for Huron. Soakup, Gavin with it. He'll drive, go right through a double team, lost the ball. He made such a nice drive, had a layup right there, then lost it. You can tell it's the first game, I think, for both teams thus far. McNeil will run the point this time, bring the ball up for Huron. Ogle on the left side, dumps it to the high post. Elwine, and Talley gets in his grill. McNeil with a fake, now lost his dribble, got to get rid of it. Finally, who comes to help out? Back up top, Ogle, left side, McNeil. McNeil trying to drive, and a blocking call going to go on Talley. That'll be foul number two on Marcus Talley. That'll be something to watch. He runs the show out there for the Mitchell Colonels. Second team on Mitchell here in the second quarter. Huron will inbound it. McNeil on the baseline. Shuffled his feet. And here I'm going to bring Moding, Ganey, and Porish back in. And Evans, McNeil. McNeil still has his hands out, but he shuffled his feet. Ogle comes out as well. And Huron has the starting five back in. And Huron looking to match up some full court pressure. Talley going to bring it up against Moding. Still 13-11. We played 3.5 minutes. Neither team has scored here in the second quarter. Post up for Smith on the baseline against Haig. Backs his way in. Turns. Goes with the Euro step and does the scoop and gets fouled again. He made the shot, but the foul came well before that. I think it's on Haig. Haig picks up his third. Fourth team on Huron. Mitchell will have the bonus on the next Huron foul, and we're not halfway through the second quarter yet. Smith on the drive, and did he? Oh, a blocking call on Haig. That looked like a travel more than anything else, and Holden Haig picks up his fourth foul here in the first half. That was a tough one to take for Haig. He had the defensive position there. And it looked to me like Smith took an extra step. What the call went, and Colton Smith at the line to shoot two has a bucket in the game. And he's looking to score the first points here in the second quarter, and he does as he drops in the first free throw, the sophomore for the Mitchell Colonels. Evans and Haig out. Holden Haig with four fouls here in the first half. He'll be a while before we see him back on the floor. One more shot for Smith as he looks to tie the game here in the second quarter, and he does. Both free throws good. First free throws of the game, either team, too. We're tied at 13. Nearing the middle point of the second quarter, Porish almost stepped out of bounds, and Carson Evans got called for a moving screen, an offensive foul. That was away from the ball, so I didn't see what he did, and Carson Evans has his second foul. Now offensive foul, so there's no free throws for the Mitchell Colonels, but they have a chance to regain the lead, which has been a very glacial pace here in the second quarter. Talley on the right side, he'll drive baseline behind the back, lost it, picks it up. back up top, whip it around left side, Thompson in the corner, Smith. Smith will go baseline, lean in, kick out, Sukup, tally, now Sukup, Gavin for three, got it. Good ball movement by Mitchell till they found the open man, and Mitchell regains the lead 16-13. It's been a while since Huron has scored. 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. Huron still scoreless here in the second quarter. Ganey comes up top, Elwine. Elwine almost lost his balance. Back to Moaning, top of the key. Porish, deep left side, Ganey. Tally gets out on him. They clear it out for CJ. CJ behind the back, but Tally stays with him, and he traveled with it. And Marcus Tally, he just does everything well. And again, he's only a junior. We have a timeout on the floor. 3:14 to go in the first half. Mitchell 16, here on 13. We'll take a timeout of 30 seconds, 30 on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
We are back at the Huron Arena. Huron Tigers use a 30-second timeout. Mitchell on a 5-0 run, although it took them over 4.5 minutes to get that 5-0 run. But Mitchell now with the ball, too, and Huron offenses went into the tank. But really, outside of the three threes by Ganey in the first quarter, has not been a lot of offense for Huron thus far. Smith on the baseline, kick out. Solik on the left side, almost threw it away, but Gavin able to grab it before it went into the backcourt. Tally on the right side, pulls up, 10-footer, it's good. Marcus Tally, his second bucket, and Mitchell up 5, 18-13, 2.50 to go here in the first half. Carson Evans up top at the key, now Moating with it off the left side, cross court. Back up top to Ganey. Ganey trying to drive on Tally. Tally stays in front of him. 3-4. Evans is off the mark. Huron just not having a good shot selection right now. And Huron is 0-5 from the field. Ganey goes for the steal. Tally keeps control in the corner. And we have a whistle away from the ball. And that's going to be an offensive foul on Mitchell on somebody setting the moving screen. I believe that's on Landon Solik, the younger of the Solik brothers. And I did check, they are brothers. I figured they were, but I didn't want to say it till I knew. Trace Wins is checked back onto the floor for Huron. Mitchell showing some pressure in the backcourt. Wins back to Elwine. Elwine, the big man, can handle the ball. He brings in the front court, stops top of the key. Porish, a deep three, left side, got it. The ninth grader drops in the first bucket of the second quarter for Huron. And just like that, a two-point game, 18-16. Mitchell nearing 2 minutes to go in the first half. Colonels set it up, get it off to left side, Thompson. Thompson flips to Gavin Solik. Now Tally resets the offense for the Colonels. Left side, Thompson. Flip it back up top. Solik drives, kick out, open three for Landon Solik. Too strong. Rebound tipped around, and Smith comes out with it. Then a foul going to go on Elwine, who thought he was able to strip the ball. Now, that's something they let Mitchell do, is strip the ball away after Huron gets a rebound. But they did not give that call to Blake Elwine. Blake picks up his first, and Colton Smith will shoot two as Mitchell is in the bonus. Free throw is good. 3-for-3 from the line for Mitchell, and they're all from Colton Smith. Ogle in, and Evans out for Huron. Mitchell subbed in with somebody. I believe it was Mandel who came back in for the Colonels. Second shot is good. And Mitchell back up by 4, 20-16. Minute 42 to go in the first half. In the front court, here's the drive. Elwine in the corner. Open three for Ogle is short. Gets his own rebound. Glides in. Missed the putback. Third try. Porish up and in for Huron. Tigers get the offensive boards and back to a two-point lead. Mitchell, 2018. Minute 23 to go in the first half. Gavin Solik outside. Goes inside Smith. Blocked by Elwine and then a late whistle and a foul. Boy, that whistle came really late. It looked like a clean block by Elwine. Instead, he picks up his second foul. Boy, that looked clean from here. But I'm also a long ways away. Smith, free throw is good. And keeping Buttonhagen away from the referee is Jim Noyes getting an opinion on that. 21-18, Mitchell with one more free throw pending. Minute 17 to go in the first half. Second shot is good. 6 for 6 free throw shooting Colton Smith here in the second quarter. Mitchell up 4, 22-18. Huron on the attack. Ogle up top. Porish. He scored the last 5 points for Huron. Pulls up with a 15-footer. Got it. The freshman coming alive. Anderson Porish, 7 points in all in the last 3 possessions. Long pass. Tip. And last touch by Mitchell. Porish makes the defensive play. It was a long down court pass. Porish tipped it. Then it came off the hands of Thompson. And Huron forces the turnover with 58 seconds to go in the first half. Now we're seeing some of the stuff that we've been hearing about Anderson Porish. He got a little varsity time at the end of last season as an eighth grader, now starting as a freshman. Porish with the ball, dribbles left, cut off by Smith. Cross court Moding, nearing 40 seconds to go. Second quarter, long three, no good for Ogle. Rebound Mitchell. Mitchell up 2 with the ball. There's about a second and a half difference, game clock and shot clock, and Mitchell wants to spread it, probably hold it for one shot. Mandel trying to get away from Ogle. Pitches back to Smith. Smith against Porish. Now drives. Wraparound pass to Solik. In the middle, Mandel. And stolen by McNeil. McNeil coming back the other way. 3-on-2. McNeil will take it all the way in. Missed the layup. But he'll get free throws. Oh, that would have been sweet if that would have rolled in. McNeil with the steal. And he just went straight down. And he had Mitchell on their heels. Just rolled off the rim, but 2 free throws for Colt McNeil. First free throws of the night for the Huron Tigers. Foul on Sutton Thompson, his first, fourth team on Mitchell. McNeil, free throw is good. Colton has a chance to tie it here late in the second quarter. 12.1 seconds remaining in the first half. 22-21, Mitchell with McNeil, free throw pending. Second free throw off the mark, no good. Rebound Solik. Solik will push the ball up. Plenty of time for Mitchell. Gavin with the ball. Gets a screen right. Roll to Smith. Not there in the corner. Wide open three. Mandel airballs it. Rebound Moding, and he won't get a shot off. And that will end the first half. Mitchell 22. Huron 21. Take a timeout of 2 minutes. Come back and talk with Huron Tiger girls basketball coach Cody Kaufman on Dakota Sports. Tiger 95.
Stores in 12 states, Lumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Lumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Lumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery, for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line.
Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
KIJV. It's Tiger Radio. It's halftime. Let's join the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Halftime score here for our boys game, Mitchell 22, Huron 21. Girls game tonight, tough loss for the Huron Tigers. Had the game in control and let Mitchell back in it. Mitchell rallied for a 42-38 win, and head coach Cody Kaufman joins us here. And boy, hopefully there's a lot of lessons learned from this. When you get a lead like that early second half, you need to take advantage of it. And, you know, as Mitchell slowly, you know, they didn't come back quickly. They came back slowly, but as they continued to whittle it away, we just got tighter and tighter.
It wasn't our defense that let us down tonight. It was on the offensive end. And, you know, credit to Mitchell, they did some things to take away our two best players. You know, in the second half, I think Hampton ended up with 3 points in the second half. You know, and they made it tough on us, and we didn't have anybody else that would step up on the offensive end. We all kind of just ran away from the basketball. And when our time came, we, you know, turned it over, or we looked to Hampton, and we just couldn't, she just can't do it all on her own. You know, and in the first half, she got some good looks, and we knocked them down. But the way we played in the first half was fast-paced and up and down, so we lost our legs a little bit in that second half. And we needed other people to step up, and we just didn't have anybody step up in the second half.
Yeah, defensively, I know. I think you guys kind of found something against Yankton with that press in the second half. And, boy, Mitchell was really struggling that the first half and even somewhat in the second half, but we didn't capitalize in the second half.
No, you know, I mean, we did right away, right? I think we got a layup or a fast break and scored, and then Hampton hit a three. I think we went up from 15 to 20, you know, in the snap of a finger, and then it just kind of all started unraveling. We didn't execute offensively, and that was the biggest issue with what we had offensively, was there was no execution. We didn't run the plays that we're supposed to, right? We all looked to Hampton, stared at her, wanted her to make a play, and it's just not physically possible sometimes. So we got to be better. We also got to keep away from the dumb fouls, the fouls of reaching through, you know, reaching over the back type of thing, because it's too important for our bigs to stay on the floor, you know, and just give us another option on the floor as far as scoring, and especially on the defensive end. And we didn't have that at the end of the game.
You know, and maybe that inexperience comes through a little bit. Hampton, obviously, has been starting for about 3.5 years. Hilton Hines played starter minutes. But other than that, everybody else is new to that varsity score. No excuse, because there's a few girls from Mitchell the same way. But again, if he can grow at it, maybe we're better for it at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it, right? That's another, you know, another situation where inexperience shows. And, you know, I guess there's no other way to learn but what do they say? Putting your feet to the fire, and that's how you're going to learn, and that's how we have to learn. Because, you know, I told them in the locker room after that, we got to develop some depth, you know, and we got to get more out of each other, and we got to start trusting each other, practicing every day, and making sure that we have each other's backs. And when we show up to the game, we got to get it for 32 minutes, not just for 16 or maybe even 20 minutes.
First National Bank player of the game is Hampton Hines. Really an easy selection because, you know, Mitchell just started throwing a couple of girls at her almost all the time there in the second half. But, you know, when she got things rolling in the first half, that's when we were rolling.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she hit some tough shots, come off some screens, you know, off some ball screens and hit shots in that first half. You know, from pretty deep off that three-point line, had a nice floater on the right-hand side, you know, that didn't fall for her Tuesday night, that fell tonight. So it was nice to see her make some shots finally. And then, you know, I think it goes, you know, more unnoticed than anything because she doesn't get a lot of steals out of it. But she does a great job for us in the middle of that zone. She's in the press. She's a great anticipator. She reads really well. So she's good at taking away multiple girls without having, you know, without being in two spots at once. So, you know, we leaned on her heavy all night long, and we're going to have to keep leaning on her. Now we just need other people to step up.
Cody Kaufman, head coach here on Tiger Girls. A tough loss tonight. They fall 42-38 to the Colonels after having the big lead there in the third quarter. Halftime for the boys, 22-21 Mitchell. We'll take a break here of 1 minute. Run down the stats on Dakota Sports.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
And we're back here at the arena. Halftime score, Mitchell 22, Huron 21. Let's run down the stats real quickly for Mitchell. 8 points for Colton Smith, 6 of 6 free throw shooting, all in the second quarter for the free throws. 4 points, Marcus Talley, 3, Landon Solick, 2 points, Gavin Hinker, and Parker Mandel. For the Huron Tigers, 9 for C.J. Ganey, 3 of 3 on threes in the first half, 7 for Anderson Porish. His points all came in the second quarter. 2 points, Blake Elwine, and a free throw for Colton McNeil. Shooting in the first half, I had the Huron Tigers 8 of 23. That's about 34%. Mitchell 7 of 21 for 33%. Huron 1 of 2. Mitchell 6 of 6 from the free throw line. So Mitchell, the free throw is really the difference in the first half. Colonels lead 22-21. We'll take a break of 30. We'll be back with the second half. 30 on Dakota Sports.
Is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers!
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tigers sports.
Ready to go with the second half here on Tigers, Mitchell Colonels. Mitchell leading 22-21. Let's do a quick Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update, see what we have for boys. I know in girls, Watertown and Brookings have went to overtime, tied at 45. And not really getting a lot of updates here right now. Halftime, Yankton 24, Harrisburg 22. That's your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Getting ready to go here with the second half. I got a little problem down there with the door, I guess, so. I do have a key somewhere. Mitchell with the ball as we get underway here with the third quarter. And Mitchell comes off left side, Colton Smith. Look on the inside. Talley will feed it to Smith on the baseline against Haig out there with four fouls. A little quick spin move by Smith and goes back door, and the shot blocked by the Tigers as attacking the basket was Hinker. And down the floor, layup good by Moting, and he got bumped and fouled, and Huron takes the lead. Huron was quickly down the floor. I'm not sure which key it is. 23-22, count it for Moting, and he's got his first bucket of the game. The foul is on Sutton Thompson, his second. And Moting will complete the old-fashioned three-point play. And here on a two-point lead here to start the second half at 24-22. Tigers showing that half-court trap again. Talley gets in their front court and a blocking call. Going to go on Gainey. CJ with his first foul. Just a little bump there, and Mitchell will inbound it in front of the Huron students section. In the backcourt, Talley will bring it up. Free throw line, drives down towards the baseline. Now backs it out, being shadowed by Moding. Inside, low post, little bunny hook good for Smith. And Smith, first player in double figures. He has 10 points. We're tied at 24, early third quarter. Up top, it's Porish. Swinging to left side, quick release three. Elwine knocks it down. Blake Elwine dials long distance. Here on up, 27-24. 1 minute gone in the second half. Here on again showing that trap. It's full court, but really trying to get the trap at half court. But they didn't get there in time. Now they do get it on Talley. He'll lob it back in the middle. Solik, right side. Fake by Thompson. Now Talley. Talley drives, pulls up, 10-footer over Gainey. No good. Porish bowls his way in for the rebound. And Huron looks to extend a three-point lead. Nope, Talley with the steal. Back the other way, and Elwine after him. Talley will take it in for the layup. Huron turns it over. Mitchell gets the layup. And the Tigers lead at 1, 27-26. Elwine into the front court, flips to Moding on the right side. Moding behind the back, now backs it out. Here's the cut, and try to get it to Porish, but deflected by Thompson. Mitchell with the turnover. Talley into the front court. Solik, a deep three, no good. Offensive rebound put back by Thompson, and Mitchell quickly regains the lead, 28-27. A turnover and an offensive rebound, and just like that, Mitchell leads by one. Tigers need to get back on track. Porish left side, deep three, in and out. Rebound for Thompson underneath. Thompson's made some nice plays here to start the second half for the Colonels. Talley sets it up at the top of the key against Moding. Gainey for the steal, doesn't get it. Solik drives, goes with the scoop, wild shot. It goes more of a lob to Smith, and then tangled up underneath the basket was Haig and Smith, and that might be number five on Haig already. I didn't really see who the foul was on. Yep, it is on Haig, and Haig has fouled out of the game with 5:25 to go in the third. So Haig leaves the game, did not score. Colt McNeil comes in. Colt Nogle is back in for Huron as well. As Moding goes off and Haig's night is done. 28-27, Mitchell on a mini 4-0 lead. Now 4-0 run, now 5-0 as Smith is just automatic at the free throw line. He's got 11 points and he's 7 of 7 shooting free throws. He is the only Colonel that has been to the free throw line tonight. Mitchell now up. 29-27, and oh, wave it off. Smith made the free throw, but he thought he was short, and he went running into the lane. Now the guys on the lane can go into the lane as soon as the shot is made, but the the shooter can't do that. Long three, McNeil, no good, and up high with the rebound is Gavin Hinker. Colonels looking to extend the lead. Talley flips in the corner. Open three. Solik got it. Gavin Solik with the three. And Mitchell is starting to move. It's an 8-0 run. Mitchell, when Huron was up three, Ogle drives hard to the hoop. Shot is blocked. Picked out by Smith. Up the floor, Solik. Solik will take it in all the way for the layup, and he is fouled. And the run continues for Mitchell, and it's been very fast. It's a 10-0 run by Mitchell, and has only taken him about a minute and a half to do it. The foul is on Blake Elwine, and that is his third, as Solik waits to try and complete the three-point play. 8 points now for Gavin Solik, as Mitchell really starting to get the offense cranked up here. Free throw is good. And it's an 11-0 run, Mitchell, and quickly they're up 8, 35-27. Long three for Ogle, no good, one shot and out. And the rebound for Landon Solik. Into the front court, drive baseline, ball knocked away, and a foul going to go on Ogle. Ogle will pick up his first, I believe. Fourth team foul already on Huron here in the third quarter. Carson Evans in, Ogle out for Huron. So Mitchell also going to have the a bonus here for the rest of the third quarter. Timeout here on 35-27 Mitchell. 4:34 to go, third quarter. It is 1 minute after 9 o'clock. KIJV, AM-FM Huron. Timeout 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways, so unnoticed visual problems can impact the child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Mitchell on the inbounds. They go underneath and a quick finger roll for two, and the roll continues as Colton Smith another bucket, and Mitchell now up 10, 37-27, 13-0 run for Mitchell. Boy, the Colonels, the girls did the same thing. Now the boys are too, just going on long runs. Porish flips in the corner to Elwine. Elwine goes inside, knocked away, but a foul going to go on Mitchell. Gavin Hanker trying to reach around, and he'll pick up his third personal. Second team on Mitchell. And Trace Wenz, Gavin Moding back in for Huron, and McNeil and Gady come out. Checking in for Mitchell, Sutton Thompson, as Gavin Hinker comes out. Huron needs to get something going on offense here. Had a 3-point lead, and now they're down by 10, and Elwine has the ball taken away by Solik. Just thing, grabbed it out of his hand. Solik flips in the corner to Smith. Smith being shadowed there by Elwine, flipped back to Talley, and Mitchell right now in control. Talley will drive, shoot over Evans, bank it in for two. Mitchell shooting the ball very well. I have Mitchell 7 of 10 from the field here in the third quarter. The lead now 12, and the run now 15. Porish forces up a three, no good. Here on one quick shot and out, just not running the offense. And Mitchell with the board, and the Colonels continue to just start to run away with it here. There's a whistle and a foul going to go on Huron, and that will put Mitchell in the bonus. 15 foul on the Huron Tigers. Carson Evans with the foul. That's his third. Boy, Huron's just got to find a way to get some offense going. It is. Huron went up 27-24. I think it was on the Elwine three, and it's been a spiral down ever since. Socup with the free throw. He's the first Colonel player other than Colton Smith to get to the free throw line, and they are perfect from the free throw line. And the lead now is 40-27, 41-27. And it's a 17-0 run for Mitchell, and it hasn't taken him very long to do this. 14-point lead, Mitchell, 41-27, Moding. Checks in, and the ball, nearly thrown away. Moding gets control. It was slapped away by Mitchell. Trace Wenz has it on the right wing. He'll drive, go hard to the hoop, bank it up, no good. Offensive rebound, Evans. His 10-foot putback goes in for two. And that's the first point in a while for Huron. First bucket needed that one. Carson Evans on the second chance. It's 41-29. Mitchell inside of 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Smith on the post up against Evans. Backs his way in, a little jump hook for two. Colton Smith having a big game now. He's got 16 points, 8 in the first half, 8 here in the third quarter. 43-29, Mitchell up by 14. Evans, and the ball nearly stolen. There's that guy Talley again. Thankfully, he ran out of real estate on the sideline, or he'd have been going the other way. Mitchell, or Huron, will inbound it in front of the bench with 2:34 to go in the third quarter. Up top, it's Moding. Moding flips light. Long three for Ganey. No good, and that's his first shot since the first quarter when he was 3 for 3 on threes. And Mitchell looks to extend the lead, 43-29. Huron just jacking up a lot of threes, it seems like, now offensively. Landon Solik up top. Talley wants three. In and out. Rebound tipped out by Smith and going to be corralled by Thompson. Huron get him to miss and still don't block out. Talley drives. Goes in. Off glass for two. Went right by Elwine. Talley with the bucket. Mitchell with three guys in double figures now. 45-29, here on another timeout. Minute 55 to go in the third quarter. Mitchell is on a roll. 45-29, we'll take a timeout. 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Need a low monthly payment? At Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on the new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. Noonday. Same great service.
Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan Sanger Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangerrestaurantandlounge.com.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, you're on Tigers' backs against the wall now. 45-29, Mitchell leading. It was 27-24 here on, 21-2 since then, all here in the third quarter. Drive by Elwine, hard to the hoop, scoop, no good. Well defended underneath by Thompson. And picked out of there by Mitchell. Colonels on the attack. Baseline to Smith against Ogle. Backs his way in. Back door. Has a man open. Blocked by Elwine. Nice pass to Thompson. Nice recovery by Elwine to block it. Mitchell will inbound it on the baseline. Porish comes back in for Huron. Replaces Trace Wenz. Mitchell on the inbounds, Talley right below me, lobs it to Smith, free throw line, Sukup, comes right side, Talley. Talley against Elwine, baseline, nice spin move, and Smith, oh, missed the bunny, gets his own rebound, missed again, and the ball tipping around, and saved in by Mitchell. Talley for three, in and out, and rebound tapped out, last touch by Huron. Huron right now just not getting any rebounds at all. Mitchell kind of ruining their shot percentage. They've had at least four shots on this possession, and Huron can't grab a rebound. Mitchell runs the inbounds play in the corner. Talley brings it back up front. Minute 10 to go in a long third quarter for Huron. Left side, Thompson flips back to Talley. Now Thompson again trying to lob to Smith. Not there. Talley will drive down the lane. Kick out three. Landon Solik. Back of the iron. No good, but yet another offensive rebound for the Mitchell Colonels. Down low inside Smith, back door to Solik, pitch back out Gavin Solik. Good ball movement, wide open three, Thompson no good. Finally, Huron gets a rebound with Porish. Six shots at least on that possession for Mitchell. Porish kick out three, Moding, no good. Long rebound, comes out, reverse layup for two for Elwine off the offensive rebound. Seven for Elwine. 45-31, Mitchell is where to 25 seconds to go here. Third quarter, shot clock is off. Talley will just hold it there by the timeline. Solik, now Talley again. Moding gets in his grill. 15-14 to go. Talley a couple of drop steps. Screen coming from Smith. He'll go the other way. Drive into the paint. Kick in the corner up top. Drive by Thompson. Open three. Landon Solik. Antti overs it. Rebound and a foul going to go on Huron. It was another offensive board by Smith, and he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Ogle with the foul. That's his second. And with 1.1 second to go, got Mitchell to take a shot. But boy, Huron just getting burned on the boards here now. Smith finally misses from the free throw line, his first miss tonight. He was 8 for 8 from the free throw line before that miss. First miss for Mitchell as a team, but Smith has taken all but two anyway. One more shot for the sophomore, Colton Smith. And missed them both. Rebound Elwine, and that's going to end the third quarter. Mitchell up 45-31. We head to the fourth after a one-minute timeout on Dakota Sports.
Dan Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Stop in for a free insurance review with Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson. 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, fleece jackets? TB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? TB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, TB Sports, downtown Huron.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
We head to the fourth quarter. Mitchell, a big third quarter, and they've broken the game open up 45-31. Mitchell was 9 of 21 from the field in the third quarter, 21 shots that equaled their total for the entire first half. You're on 4 of 11. Start the fourth quarter, Moting on the drive. Leans in, foul going to go, a block on Landon Solik. That'll be his second. Huron will run the out-of-bounds play. Huron just trying to get some rhythm offensively here. There just hasn't been much of any of that here, especially in the second half. Of course, when Mitchell got on the roll, Huron just quit being patient at all. A lot of jacking up threes. Elwine on the left wing. Dribbles back up towards the top of the key. Cross-court pass, swing it around to Porish. Porish will drive the paint, go through a double team, blocked and fouled, and Huron will get to the free throw line, and Anderson Porish will shoot two. Porish with 7 points. They all came in the second quarter, all right in a row as well. Foul is on Colton Smith, his first. Porish, the ninth grader, will shoot two. First free throw is good. Porish, a 6'3 freshman. Did play a few games right at the tail end on varsity last year. Second free throw is in and out, no good. Rebound tapped around, Solik controls as Ganey tried to get his hands on the ball. Gavin Solik in the front court and threw it away. He and I'm not sure who was over there, were not on the same page. Ball thrown away, rolls away. The ball will come back to the Huron Tigers. 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Back in of our doubleheader on the day of the Tiger in Huron. Three for Porish. Got it. Porish in double figures. He's got 11. 45-35. Huron within 10. Get some stops on defense. Get yourself back into it. Smith in the corner and lost the ball. He was dribbling back and forth with Elwine. Blake wasn't doing anything special. Thank you. And Smith just kind of got lulled to sleep there, turned it over. Huron, their first momentum in a while. Timeout Mitchell, 7-11 to go in the game. Mitchell up 10. We'll take a timeout of 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
The scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Wilbur Ellis is a leading provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back off the Mitchell timeout. Elwine right down the middle of the floor, banks it in for a short roller. And here I'm back within 8, 45-37. 1 minute gone in the fourth quarter. Here I'm trying to get the intensity back up on defense now. A little momentum for the black and orange and white. Across the court goes Solik back up top of the key. Talley on the right side. Talley gets a screen. Thought about driving. Moding stays with him. Flipping the corner. Landon Solik through the hands of Smith. Tried to go inside, picked off by Elwine. Here's Gainey, back door to Moding, and right back to Gainey, and Gainey threw it away. Talley going back the other way and takes it in for the layup. Huron just got a little too fancy there, I think, trying to get the extra pass. And Mitchell gets the layup off the turnover, and they're back up by 10. Boy, here on a golden opportunity. Here's the drive, and Gainey with the layup. Cut to the basket for two. Gainey, his first bucket since the first quarter, but he's in double figures with 11 points. Here on back within 8. 6 minutes to go in the game. Here on trying to get some momentum, get themselves back into the game. Landon Solik, left side. Talley goes baseline to Smith against Porish. Smith trying to back his way in, now backs his way out, backs his way in again. Blocked by Elwine, comes down with it, goes to the hoop, missed it, and a foul on Huron. And right back to the line goes Colton Smith. Fouls on Elwine, that's number 4 on Blake. And Colton Smith to the line, he is 8 of 10 on free throws. He'll get 2 here. As I was on the shot, missed. He made his first 8 free throws. He has missed his last 3. Sutton Thompson checks in for Gavin Hinker for Mitchell. 5:42 to go in the game. Mitchell 47, Huron 39. Second free throw is good. 1 out of 2 for Colton Smith. He's got 14. 48-39, the lead 9 for Mitchell. Moding on the drive, leans in, gets fouled. 2 shots coming up for Gavin Moding. Moding with 3 points, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. Huron doing a little better job of attacking the basket. When Mitchell got on their run in the third quarter, Huron was having very short possessions, jacking up 3s in about 5 or 10 seconds. Now attacking the basket again. Moding knocks down the first free throw. He's got 4. He'll get 1 more. Huron again within 8, 48-40. I think it was a 17-0 run in the third quarter where Mitchell built the lead. Second free throw is good. Moding gets a bowl. 5 for Gavin Moding. 48-41, the lead 7 for Mitchell. Solik into the front court trying to get by Gainey. Now flips back to Talley. Talley against Moding. Talley comes to the right, gets the screen, rolls. Talley flicks in the corner. Solik trying to post up Smith. Cross court, Landon Solik. Mitchell reverses at the top of the key. Talley on the drive, backs it out. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Thompson in the corner. Gavin Solik drives. Goes the Euro step. Wide open three. Landon Solik. Too strong. Air ball comes right down to Elwine. Huron can cut the lead more. Down 7 with the ball. Smith and Elwine. And there's the block on Smith. I was wondering how long they're going to let that go. Colton Smith picks up his second. And that is team foul number 4 on Mitchell. Huron will have the bonus on the next Colonel foul as we're at 4:56 to go in the game. Porish up top, swinging around left side to Moding. Trying to use a screen. Talley almost got the steal. Gainey in the corner. Back up top, Porish. Anderson, one dribble. Gainey fakes left, goes right. Into the paint. Flips out. Open three. McNeil. No good. Rebound tipped out and Porish with the offensive rebound. Gainey for 3. No good. Ball tipped out by to Elwine. He'll take the 3. No good. 3 threes. No points. And there's that impatience again by the Huron Tigers. up the floor, and we have a foul on McNeil, I believe. Well, Huron got their offensive rebounds that time, but instead of maybe seeing if we could get a better shot, we kept taking the threes. Foul is on McNeil. That is his first. Second team on Huron. Wends back into the game for the Tigers. McNeil out. Mitchell inbound. Tally. Huron within seven. Had a chance to cut the lead. Failed. Now got to get the ball back. Get a stop on defense. Solik flips in the corner. Thompson. Thompson. Little spin there in the corner. Trying to get rid of it. And Landon Solik to the right side. Back up top. 4 minutes to go in the game. Mitchell up seven. Tally in the lane, has to get rid of it. Gavin Solik will drive, lean in on Ganey. Ganey blocked it, saved it in, but he stepped out of bounds. Great block by Ganey. Mitchell thought there was a foul on Ganey. Mitchell, though, will keep possession. Now they are down to 8 seconds on the shot clock here. Inbounds comes to Smith, hands it right back off to Tally. He'll take the three in the corner, got it. Big shot for Mitchell. Tally delivers the three. They're back up by 10, 51-41, 3:40 to go. Huron has to answer. Moting in the corner, picked up his dribble. Ganey posting up baseline. Kick out, nice catch. Porish is three. Contested, no good. Ball tapped out, and Moting controls. Ganey got a hand on it. Huron will get another chance. Wins up top, Moting. Right side, Elwine. Blake, a nice ball fake, got Smith up in the air, and Smith called for the foul. That will put Blake Elwine to the line as Huron's now in the bonus. Foul number three on Colton Smith. Two free throws for Blake Elwine, his first trip to the free throw line. He's got 9 points in the game. And two shots here. First free throw is good. Bounces it in. Elwine, the third Tiger in double figures. Ogle in, Ganey out for Huron with 3:17 to go. Huron back within nine. One more shot now for the 6'8 sophomore, Blake Elwine. And knocks that one in as well. 11 for Elwine. 51-43 Mitchell, 3:15 to go in the game. Solik bringing the ball up against Ogle. Crosses the timeline, sets it up for Mitchell. Left side. With the ball, Tally backs it out. McNeil on him. Left side, lob in. Not a good pass. Nice catch by Smith. Kicks it back out. Long three by Solik. Got it. All of a sudden, Mitchell found that three-point shot again. Gavin Solik drills it from straight on top of the key. Elwine at the block. Now he's just going to force up a shot. No good. Rebound, though. Mitchell saves it in. And saves it in to Tally. Again, not a productive possession there for Huron. Didn't even get themselves a good look. Mitchell back up by 11 with 2.5 minutes to go. Lob inside to Smith. Knocked away, but a late call. Foul going to go on Colton Ogle. That'll be his third. His third team on Huron. I don't think this would be a shooting foul. Mitchell will take it out of bounds on the baseline below me to my right. Voting in. And Ogle out for Huron, and Ganey comes in, and Wends out for the Tigers. Mitchell will inbound the ball on the baseline with Tally, right below me to my right. Lob comes in to Smith, now right side, Solik. Left side, wide open three for Tally. That one's short, but tipped in by Smith. Nobody got a body on Smith. He gets the tip in, and just like that, Mitchell back up by 13, 56-43. Head fake by McNeil. He'll go with the scoop. Got it. Count it. Colt McNeil with the chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. Colton's first field goal of the game. He's got 3 points. Timeout Mitchell. 2:09 to go in the game. Here I'm back within 11, but they were within 7 in the ball at one point. Timeout Colonels will take a timeout of 30 seconds. No, we'll go 1 minute. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
While we're gone, McNeil makes the free throw for the old-fashioned three-point play. Then Huron forces a turnover. Huron with the ball down 10. Minute 45 to go in the game. Shovel pass, McNeil. Three in the corner. No good. Mitchell's been able to hit that big three. Huron has not been able to hit that big three. Minute and a half to go in the game. Mitchell up 10. Foul on Moding, trying to get with Talley. Moding picks up his first foul is all. Fourth team on Huron. Mitchell will be the bonus on the next foul by Huron. Minute 33 to go in the game, and Trace Wen's going to return on the floor for Colton McNeil. And Mitchell on the inbounds and get it right into Smith. Has Porish on him. Now hand off to Talley. Talley gets away from Moding. Now backs it out. Mitchell trying to burn some time, leading by 10, minute 22 to go in the game. Landon Solik, a little weave out there and slowing that clock run. Smith on the baseline, backs his way in on Porish. Double team now, slips it back out up top. In the corner, open three for Smith, got it. Smith with the three, or no, it's a two, officially a two. And with 1 minute to go, Mitchell's up by 12, 58-46. In the corner, Wins, now Porish. Huron's got to score in a hurry, and now passing the ball around. Moding, Ganey on the right side, 47, 46 seconds to go. Mitchell up by a dozen, Porish on the drive. And offensive foul going to go on Porish, just trying to force it up the middle as Thompson drew the charge, and that should pretty much shut the books on the Huron Tigers here. Porish with his third foul. Huron's still going to press, but down 12. Mitchell's going to have to make some mistakes for Huron to have a chance now. In the backcourt, it's Solik working against the pressure. He'll get across the timeline, cross court to Landon Solik. Now back in the middle, Talley. That's where Mitchell wants it. And Talley gets fouled by Moding. Marcus Talley to the line. This will be Talley's first trip to the free throw line. He's got 15 points in the game. 30 seconds to go in the game, and Mitchell looking to put this one away. Huron's at Brookings Tuesday doubleheader. Girls at 6, followed by the boys. I see the Brookings girls are playing in their auxiliary gym tonight. They've had some floor issues in their main gym, but as of now, we are planning to play at Jostad in Brookings next Tuesday. First free throw good for Talley, and the second one is as well. Mitchell has knocked down their free throws consistently. 60-46. Mitchell up by 14. Here's the scoop shot, and not what Mitchell wanted. A foul going to go on Gavin Sukup, and that will give two free throws for Blake Elwine. Well, the three guys you thought were going to do the scoring have done it for Mitchell tonight. Talley, Smith, and Sukup have combined for 51 of the 60 points for Mitchell. First free throw is good for Elwine. He's got 11. Ganey and Porish also have 11. Second free throw is good. Elwine now with a dozen. 60-48 Mitchell, and it looks like Huron might just let Mitchell run out the clock. Still pressing, but not really trying to contest it. Talley will dribble into the front court. Now the trap is there. Flip it off to Thompson. 11, 10 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. Then they do call a foul. I thought maybe Huron was going to call it off, but they do call a foul on either Moding or Porish. And Mitchell will get one last chance at the free throw line with Sutton Thompson. The foul on Moding is his third. So 9.1 seconds to go. Mitchell's going to come out of here with the win. Sutton Thompson at the free throw line. First one is short. Mitchell comes in with senior Abraham Gnor, getting a chance to play here right at the end of the game. He's 6'9". Second free throw is no good. Rebound Ganey as we roll down the last seconds of this one. Ganey, tally just lets him go by. Cross court, Moting for three at the buzzer. No good. Your final, Mitchell 60, Huron 48. Timeout 2 minutes. Gary Zell Auto Glass post game is next. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Orthopedic Care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Gary Zell Auto Glass is a proud supporter of Huron High School Sports and the Tiger Post Game Show. Gary and Michael Zell offer mobile glass replacement of windshields, door glass, cars and trucks, even tractor cabs on site. Gary Zell Auto Glass does chip repairs, and they process all insurance paperwork. Call 352-0836 or toll free 1-888-852-0355. Gary Zell Auto Glass in Huron.
The Huron Tiger post-game report on Tiger 95 is brought to you by Gary Zell Auto Glass. Here's the voice of the Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
Well, Mitchell Colonels come into the Huron Arena and come out with a sweep tonight. Gary Zell Auto Glass post-game show continues. Our girls game, Huron had a 20-point lead in the second half, but watched it whittle away, and Mitchell came back to win it 42-38. And really a similar scene in the boys' game as well, as Huron had a three-point lead early third quarter. Then Mitchell, I believe, went on a 17-0 run. Huron did get it down to seven in the fourth quarter, but no closer, as the Mitchell Colonels held on for the win in the boys' game by a score of 60-48. We'll see if we got anything we can update on the scores. We'll be hearing from Coach Buddenhagen coming up here as well as we get into our post game. Curtaining Cooling scoreboard update. Girls final, O'Gorman 71, Brandon Valley 54. Watertown defeated Brookings. Well, this is boys, excuse me. Start that over. This is boys. O'Gorman 71, Brandon Valley 54. Watertown defeated Brookings 58-47. Lincoln defeated Washington 61-32. Starting the fourth quarter, Harrisburg 42, Yankton 30. Halftime, Aberdeen 24. I still got things changing on me here. Let's take a look at the girls' scores that we have for tonight. Finals, Harrisburg 53, Yankton 30. Stevens 63, Pier 35. Spearfish 57, Belle Fouche 48. Watertown defeated Brookings 58-48 in overtime. It was tied at 45 to send it to overtime. And Aberdeen defeated Rapid City Central 49-34. And that is our scoreboard tonight on your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. We'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll run down the stats. Talk to Coach Bud Nagin. We'll choose our first national player of the game. That's all coming up. Let's take a timeout of 2 minutes on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Brushing up? Bettering yourself? Or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 100 meets, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Once again, we are back here in the arena, continuing the Gary Zell Auto Glass post game as the Tigers swept here tonight by the Mitchell Colonels. The girls' game goes to Mitchell, 42-38, and the boys' game just finished, 60-48. The Colonels defeat the Tigers. Here's the rundown. The scoring, Mitchell 1-0 on the season. The three guys that Huron was worried about, well, they showed why. Those three guys combined for 51 of the 60 points for Mitchell, 21 points for Colton Smith, 17 for Marcus Talley, and 13 for Gavin Sukup. 3 points, Landon Solik, then 2 points apiece, Sutton Thompson, Gavin Hinker, and Parker Mandel. Huron 0-1 on the young season. Three players in double figures, Blake Elwine with 13 points, C.J. Ganey with 11, Anderson Porish also with 11. Gavin Moding added 5 points, 4 for Colt McNeil and 2 points apiece for Trace Wins and Carson Evans. Shooting in the game, Mitchell went 21 of 49 for 43%. They were 5 of 21 on the threes for 24%, 13 of 18 on free throws for 72%. 36 rebounds for Mitchell, 7 for Gavin Solik. For the Huron Tigers, 16 of 48 from the field, 33%. Huron 6 of 23 from the threes, 26%. Huron was 10 of 12 from the free throw line, 83%. Huron 27 rebounds, so Mitchell out-rebounded Huron by 9. And leading Huron rebounding, it was Blake Elwine with 6. So those are the stats we have for this game tonight. As a game under the belt for everybody now. Now you have a little more to work on here for the Huron Tigers. They'll be traveling on Tuesday to Brookings. Only road trip pre-Christmas for Huron Tiger basketball. Everything else is at home. So we'll be over in Brookings and shooting for a 6 o'clock tip-off for the girls, followed by the boys. And of course, we'll have both games on the air here on Tiger 95. Still waiting for Coach Bud Nagin, and the boys have not come out of the locker room yet, so we're not going to see Coach Bud here anytime soon. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Return here to the Huron Arena. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ Blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ Blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats. Do you know what your cattle are eating? Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinfuss with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
Again, back at the arena as we continue our Gary Zell Auto Glass post game. Mitchell Colonels come out with the sweep here tonight at the Huron Arena. Today has been the Day of the Tiger, a fundraising day for the Huron School District Foundation. The foundation began meeting last year. The goal is to raise money that will provide for scholarships for graduating seniors for years to come. There is a scholarship fund, and I believe something like $29,000. And the foundation is looking to add to that. The goal today was to get $25,000 in pledges because there was a $25,000 match for all the pledges today. So in every dollar that is pledged today is doubled. So you give $50, it's $100. You give $100, it's $200, and so on. There's still time to do that. You can go to dayofthetiger.com, and you can see all the information on that. We're about halfway there by the early part of the afternoon, so hopefully fundraising has continued, and if you can help out, it would certainly be appreciated. Again, that website is dayofthetiger.com. Still waiting for Coach Bud. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. Continue here on the Gary Zell Auto Glass postgame. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes. bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today, the Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Want a brand new vehicle? Need a low monthly payment? At Electric Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron, it's the least we can do. Leased vehicles mean reduced maintenance costs and tax benefits. Save on a new Buick Encore GX. Lease now only $399 a month. Or choose a 2024 Chevy Trax. Lease for only $299 a month. Drive on the new GMC 1500 Crew Cab. Lease for $642 a month. It's the least we can do. At the new Electric Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name. Same great service.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Once again, back at the arena, a long time in the locker room for Coach Bud and the Huron Tigers. They, boys, still haven't come out of the locker room as of yet. Let's do a Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. Boys finals tonight, and for most boys teams, they're getting their first action of the season tonight. Watertown defeated Brookings 58-47. Lincoln rolled over Washington 61-32. O'Gorman 71, Brandon Valley 54. Harrisburg defeated Yankton 55-40. Stevens edged Pier 44-39. Aberdeen 53, Rapid City Central 40. Those are the boys' scores in AA tonight. Taking a look at the girls' finals tonight. Harrisburg defeated Yankton 53-50. Rapid City Stevens 63, Pier 35. Watertown defeated Brookings 58-48 in overtime. And Aberdeen defeated Rapid City Central by a score of 49-34. See if we have any other. I know we have a few area games here. Girls final, Dubrook edged DeSmit 47-46. That was the girls' score. Boys' score for DeSmit. Let's see. First off, Iroquois Lake Preston defeated Old Hammer Motor Rutland 64-48. DeSmit defeated Dubrook 62-49. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. The wait continues for Coach Bud as the Tigers fall here tonight. Again, our two finals. In the girls' game, Mitchell down 20 early in the third quarter, came back to win 42-38 for Huron. Hampton Hines was the first National League player of the game, and she finished with 19 points for the Tigers. Then the game just ended. Mitchell Colonels defeated Huron 60-48. Huron had a three-point lead early in the third quarter before Mitchell went on a big run. Huron got it down to 7 and had the ball in the fourth quarter. But that was as close as it got as Mitchell picked up, went on to win 60-48. Here on three in double figures, Blake Elwine 13, C.J. Ganey and Anderson Porish each had 11 for the Huron Tigers. And again, we'll pick that first National Bank player of the game once Coach Budding comes up here to give his comments on the game. Tomorrow morning, breakfast for Dakota Sports Saturday gets underway at 8 o'clock on KOKK, 1210 a.m. Coaches Kaufman and Budenhagen will be in to visit about tonight's games. We'll also talk some Huron Tiger gymnastics with their head coach, Julie King. The gymnastics team already with their fourth event of the season tomorrow as they will be at the Aberdeen Invitational. They've been busy here to start off the season. We'll talk to Coach King. I'll also have a little preview of some playoff football that's being played in South Dakota tomorrow as well. That's our Dakota Sports Saturday show tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock on KOKK. We'll take a one-minute timeout, come back and talk to Coach Bud next. 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Ace Lounge is hiring cooks, bartenders, servers, hostesses, and dishwashers. It's a great opportunity. You could work full-time, part-time, make extra money, and big tips. Apply in person at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge or online at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com. Join the team at Ryan's Hangar Restaurant and Ace Lounge. Apply in person or at hangarrestaurantandlounge.com.
Shane Hartman here at Hartman Physical Therapy. I'd like to welcome you to visit our clinic at 2297 Kansas Avenue Southeast in Huron. We provide the care you need for orthopedics, sports injuries, spinal issues, arthritic conditions, and work-related injuries. Our licensed staff will assess the problem, provide the rehab, and get you on the road to recovery. Wishing all area athletes a healthy and successful season. Hartman Physical Therapy, restoring health through thoughtful patient care.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we're back here at the Huron Arena. Time to talk to Coach Tim Budenhagen. Tigers fall 60-48. And, Coach, in the grand scheme of things, that competed well, but, boy, just that stretch in the third quarter, kind of like the girls' game, that stretch in the third quarter allowed them to take the lead, and then we're in catch-up after that, and they were making their free throws.
Well, we took that three-point lead, and then we went one pass shot, and they're going to run a special every time down the floor. And they're going to try to get what they want. It's going to go to one of the big three, and we talked about that before the game. We need to limit the big three. Well, they get 51 out of 60. Now you take two buckets away from each one or two free throws. Now it's 48-48. We're 6 of 23 from the threes. We make one or two more of those. Now it's a different game, but we were too impatient, and then they made a big run, and then we could never get back into the game. Case in point, we missed three open threes down seven. Could have cut it to four. They come to the other end. They hit a three. Now it's 10. So instead of being four, it's 10. So we got to make sure that we take care of ourselves, and we run some offense, and the pace favors us. The pace didn't favor us tonight.
You know, and we started off, C.J. Gainey went 3 for 3 on threes, got us off to the good start in the first quarter, but he never shot again until the fourth quarter. Those 9 points stood, and he did end up in double figures. But, you know, that's where we're kind of trying to learn the identity, and that's what you talked about in the pregame. Who's going to get the scoring? This is the type of team we're better to pass it around. And, well, we did have three guys in double figures. That's good. But there's got to be more consistency. And when a guy's hot, get him the ball.
Right. And there's got to be more cutting. There's got to be more screening action. And then we've got one special in that's got multiple
options.
Facets to it. So we got to keep running that. You know, we slipped Blake to the basket on that one. We got it. We got a two-point lead. But then we failed to get it to a wing. He doesn't stay down on the box. And then we don't have that other action to go to. So I think our minds are going 1,000 miles an hour. Instead, we just got to slow down. Think about, hey, this is what we want to do, and then we got to execute. Right now, our execution was poor. Their execution was great, and that's the story of the game.
Yeah, because, you know, the thing is, you know, while we do have basically three guys with experience from last year, maybe throw out C.J. Gainey, Blake Elwine, Gavin Moaning, their roles are a little different now this year. Anderson Porish, a ninth grader, I thought he held up well. You know, he looked a little tight in the first quarter, but started to come around a little. And, you know, we had a lot of kids really playing their first varsity minutes tonight.
Right, right. And we're going to get better and better and better. We're going to stick with this motion offense, read and react. We're not going to a lot of specials because when it gets down to tournament time, you got to make a play. We got to be able to run this stuff. We can't run a set every time because teams down the stretch are going to get better defensively. They're going to be able to take away sets. So now we got to be able to run actions, and then it's got to be read and react. And we got to do a better job of, hey, this is where the ball's got to go to begin with. You know, look at their free throws. They got to the free throw line because they attacked the basket. We really didn't. We got to rip. We got to get to the free throw line. So we got to do a better job getting the ball into the paint, then kick it out, then be ready for the three.
First National Bank player of the game is C.J. Gainey. Got us off to the hot start. And really, he, Holden Haig, Gavin Moaning, those are guys, they are the leaders of this team. They are in control out there, you know, and CJ, he's got a wealth of experience there, and, you know, and I thought he showed us the way in the first quarter when it looked like even both teams were tight there to begin.
Yeah, exactly. You know, both teams are physical. Both teams play good man-to-man. Both teams try to get in the passing lane, be physical on the ball, be disruptive, try to take you out of your offense if you can. Those are signs of a good team. Now, can we become that good team? I hope we can. CJ and Gavin, I think they're going to have great years. I think they're physical guards. I think defensively they get after, and they're going to hit some shots. CJ now, they'll think he's a three-point shooter. We got to get him. And then he's got some explosiveness to get by you. Gavin's just steady. I mean, he's doing a great job out there, just being steady, trying to get us in things. But now we got, before we get to that white volleyball attack volleyball line on the opponent's side of the floor, that ball's got to get up the floor so we can get it to a wing, cut somebody right to the box, and then get action on the backside.
Well, one game down, 19 to go. So for the regular season, Brookings Tuesday, they fell tonight. But, again, everybody's just in the feeling out process. And your scouting report's more difficult on the Huron Tigers than it is on the Brookings Bobcats.
Yeah,
right
it is.
Now.
So we kind of got an idea what we need to work on. And we'll get back to work on Sunday night and get them in the gym for an hour, walk through some things that we think Brookings is going to do. We'll take a look at that. We'll take a look at Brookings tonight and then worry about the Rapid City Schools come Wednesday.
Tim Budnagan, head coach of the Huron Tigers. Tigers fall here tonight, 60-48. We'll take a final Big D's timeout. 1 minute. Wrap it up here on Dakota Sports.
Review with Blaine Anderson.